patriarcha Abraham, kázané 7. februára 1964, Bakersfield, Kalifornia, USA.
Book of Genesis again, the 22nd chapter, beginning with the 15th verse.
Znovu prvá kniha Mojžišova, 22. kapitola, začneme od 15. verša.
And we expect now just to speak for a few moments and start the service.
Predpokladáme, že budeme hovoriť iba niekoľko minút a potom sa budeme modliť za nemocných.
Genesis 22, beginning with the 15th verse.
Genesis 22, začíname od 15. verša.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time.
Vtedy zavolal anjel Hospodinov na Abraháma po druhé z neba.
And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord.
A riekol, na seba samého som prisahal, hovorí Pán.
For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son.
Lebo preto, že si učinil túto vec, a neodoprel si mi ani svojho syna, toho svojho jediného.
That in blessing I will bless thee.
Požehnám, áno, požehnám ťa.
And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. And as the sands which are upon the seashore.
A rozmnožím tvoje semeno tak, že ho bude ako hviezd na nebi, čo do počtu, a ako piesku, ktorý je na brehu mora.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
A tvoje semeno zdedí bránu svojich nepriateľov.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
A v tvojom semene budú požehnané všetky národy zeme, pretože si poslúchol na môj hlas.
What a promise. Because of obedience.
O, aké zasľúbenie. Za poslušnosť.
Obedience is what God wants.
Poslušnosť, to je to, čo Boh chce.
Once said, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Raz bolo povedané, poslúchať je lepšie ako obetovať.
To obey the Lord is better than any sacrifice that you could do.
Poslúchať Pána je lepšie ako akákoľvek obeť, ktorú môžete priniesť.
We're facing now a grand text tonight, the patriarch Abraham, which was called the father of the faith.
Stojíme teraz pred dôležitým textom dnes večer. Patriarcha Abraham, ktorý bol nazvaný otec viery.
Because God made him the promise to inherit the earth and his seed.
Pretože Boh mu dal zasľúbenie, že zdedí zem i jeho semeno.
And it's through Abraham, we being dead in Christ, become Abraham's seed and are heirs with him according to the promise.
A to je skrze Abraháma, že my, súd mŕtvi v Kristovi, stali sme sa semenom Abrahámovým a sme dedičmi spolu s ním podľa zasľúbenia.
Abraham was just an ordinary man. Wasn't something special.
Nuž, Abraham bol len obyčajný človek. Nebol ničím zvláštnym.
God never called him, as far as we have any record, until he was 75 years old.
Boh ho nepovolal, ako to máme zaznamenané, až keď mu bolo 75 rokov.
His wife, which was his half-sister, being 65 years old at the time.
Jeho žena, ktorá bola na poli jeho sestrou, mala v tom čase 65 rokov.
They probably lived together since they were very young.
Oni pravdepodobne žili spolu už od svojej mladosti.
And she was barren, had no children.
A ona bola neplodná a nemala žiadne deti.
God called a complete separation to separate himself from the rest of the world and from all these people and from all these kindred.
Boh ho povolal do úplného oddelenia, aby sa oddelil od zbytku toho sveta, od všetkých svojich ľudí a od všetkého svojho príbuzenstva.
There was a special thing for him to do.
On mal vykonať niečo zvláštne.
And when God expects you to do a special thing, he demands a complete separation from any doubt.
A keď Boh očakáva od vás, aby ste vykonali niečo zvláštne, on od vás vyžaduje úplné oddelenie sa od každej pochybnosti.
You've got to come to full obedience, to obey what he says.
Musíte sa dostať do úplnej poslušnosti, aby ste boli poslušní tomu, čo on hovorí.
God demands it. You can't do it no other way.
Boh to vyžaduje. A vy to inak nemôžete vykonať žiadnym iným spôsobom.
And he always sets an example, and that was his example.
A teraz On vždy dal nejaký príklad, a to bol jeho príklad.
Of a complete separation from all of his family, all of his kindred, and so forth, to walk a life separated to God.
Úplného oddelenia sa od celej jeho rodiny, od všetkých svojich príbuzných a tak ďalej, aby viedol život oddelený Bohu.
Years passed, nothing happened. But still Abraham held on. He was not discouraged.
Roky prechádzali a nič sa nedialo, ale Abraham sa stále toho držal a nebol tým odradený.
He never staggered at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God.
On nepochyboval o zasľúbení Božom v nevere, ale bol posilnený vo viere, dajúc slávu Bohu.
Year by year, as it went by, no doubt, many critics come by and said, Abraham, father of nations, how many children do you have now?
Rok za rokom to tak išlo ďalej. A nie je to pochyb, že mnohí kritici prechádzali okolo a hovorili, Abraham, otec národov, koľkože máš teraz detí?
That didn't stagger him.
Toho vôbec nevyviedlo z rovnováhy.
No child, and Sarah was past the time of life of bearing children, way beyond menopause.
Žiadne dieťa a Sáre už prešiel ten čas života, rodenia detí, pretože už mala dávno po prechode.
But still Abraham believed God just the same.
Ale Abraham stále veril Bohu tak isto.
He made preparations for the baby.
On urobil prípravy pre svoje decko.
Because he knew and was fully persuaded that God could not make a promise that he wasn't big enough to back up.
Pretože on vedel a bol úplne presvedčený, že Boh by nemohol dať zasľúbenie, ktoré by on nebol schopný vyplniť.
Your seed should think the same thing.
Jeho semeno bude rozmýšľať tak isto.
Regardless of how unreal it seems, how unnatural it seems to the natural mind,
bez ohľadu na to, ako nereálne to vyzerá, ako neprirodzene to vyzerá pre ten prirodzený rozum.
Yet God cannot make a promise that he is not big enough to take care of.
Jednako Boh nemôže dať zasľúbenie, o ktoré by sa on nebol schopný postarať.
We believe that same thing today. Every true seed of Abraham believes the same thing.
My to dnes veríme takisto. Každé opravdové semeno Abraháma verí to isté.
No matter what circumstances in,
nezáleží na tom, aké sú okolnosti.
How much knowledge we have accumulated,
ani koľko vedomostí ste naakumulovali.
How many things has happened,
ani čo všetko sa prihodilo.
How natural it is to the natural mind,
či aké je to neprirodzené pre ten prirodzený rozum.
How foolish it is rather to the natural mind, it doesn't make a bit of difference.
Či skôr, aké je to hlúpe pre ten prirodzený rozum, to ani trochu na tom nemení.
If God said so, that's it.
Ak to Boh tak povedal, je to tak.
And the seed of Abraham are settled upon, thus saith the Lord. That settles it.
A semeno Abrahamovo spočíva na tom, tak hovorí Pán, a tým to hasne.
We find out 25 years later, no children.
Zistujeme, že po 25 rokoch on nemal ešte žiadne deti.
And still, God was faithful to keep his promise to Abraham, for Abraham believed God.
A Boh bol stále verný, aby dodržal svoje zasľúbenie, ktoré dal Abrahamovi, pretože Abraham veril Bohu.
The little boy came on the scene, little Isaac.
Ten malý chlapec prišiel na scénu, malý Izák.
Then after little Isaac had come on the scene, then we find out that God gave him a double test.
A potom, keď sa malý Izák zjavil na scéne, potom pozorujeme, že Boh mu dal dvojnásobnú skúšku.
He said, this child, after being now about 115 years old or 20, Abraham was.
On povedal, toto detko, potom, keď Abrahamovi bolo už okolo 115 alebo 120 rokov.
He said, I want you to take this, your only son, and take him up to the mountain that I will show you.
On povedal, chcem, aby si vzal tohoto, tvojho jediného syna, a vzal ho hore na vrch, ktorý ti ukážem.
And there offer him up on this mountain for a sacrifice.
A tam ho obetoval na tom vrchu ako obeť.
In other words, destroy every evidence that he had that the promise would be fulfilled.
Inými slovami, mal zlikvidovať každý dôkaz, ktorý mal o tom, že to zasľúbenie sa vyplní.
That's taken away all the natural things.
To odsúva nabok všetko prirodzené.
And Abraham said, I received him as one from the dead.
A Abraham povedal, obdržal som ho ako z mŕtvych.
And I'm fully persuaded that he's able to raise him up from the dead.
A som úplne presvedčený, že on je schopný skriesiť ho z mŕtvych.
That's the people now, the seed of Abraham, because he raised us from the dead.
To sú tí ľudia dnes, semeno Abrahámove, pretože on nás skriesil z mŕtvych.
We were dead in sin and trespasses.
Boli sme mŕtvi v hriechu a v prestúpeniach.
And he who was able to change my mind, change my thoughts, change my nature, change me all over.
A on, ktorý bol schopný zmeniť moju myseľ, zmeniť moje myšlienky, zmeniť moju povahu, celého ma zmeniť.
He can do as he pleases.
On môže urobiť, čo sa mu zalúbi.
Whatever he says, I believe it's the truth, and every seed of Abraham believes the same thing.
Čokoľvek on povie, verím, že je to pravda. A každé semeno Abrahámove to verí tak isto.
Abraham not disobedient to God, taking the little boy.
Abraham nebol neposlušným Bohu a vzal toho malého chlapca.
And on this morning told the servants, you wait here with the mules.
A v to ráno povedal tým sluhom, vy čakajte tu pri muliciach.
The son and I will go yonder to worship, and he and I will return.
A syn a ja pôjdeme hore oddať česť Bohu. A potom on a ja sa vrátime.
Well, how is he going to do it?
Oh, ako to on urobí?
When he goes up to the top of the mountain to take his own son's life,
keď vychádzal hore na štít toho vrchu, aby odňal život svojmu vlastnému synovi.
Yet he says, the child, the lad and I will return.
No on jednako povedal, to decko, ten chlapec i ja sa vrátime.
He knew that something had to happen.
On vedel, že niečo sa musí stať.
And he didn't know just how God was going to do it, that isn't his question.
On nevedel, ako to práve Boh urobí. S tým si nelámal hlavu.
He knows that God promised it.
On vedel, že Boh to zasľúbil.
That's all we care to know, God promised it.
A viac sa nemusíme starať, než ako vedieť, že Boh to zasľúbil.
How's it going to be, I can't tell you. But God said so.
Ako sa to stane? To vám neviem povedať, ale Boh to tak povedal.
He'll send Jesus Christ the second time. He will come in a physical form.
On pošle Ježiša Krista po druhý krát. On príde v telesnej forme.
He will claim his own.
Vezme si svoje vlastníctvo.
There will be 1,000 years millennium reign upon this earth with him, with the redeemed.
Bude 1000 rokov, 1000ročné kráľovstvo tu na zemi, s ním, s vykúpenými.
That's what he promised. And we are looking for that hour to approach.
To je to, čo on zasľúbil. A my očakávame, kedy nadíde tá hodina.
He promised to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils.
On zasľúbil uzdravovať nemocných, kriesiť mŕtvych, vyháňať démonov.
He promised to do it. He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
On zasľúbil, že to bude robiť. On je ten istý včera, dnes i na veky.
How? I don't know. He promised to do it. We believe it. That settles it.
Ako? Ja neviem. On zasľúbil, že to bude robiť. Veríme tomu a tým to hasne.
Man believes God, he believes all he said.
Keď nejaký človek verí Bohu, tak verí všetkému, čo on hovorí.
And that's the way Abraham believed God.
To je ten spôsob, ako Abraham veril Bohu.
Now he was asked to destroy every evidence that is promised to be taken care of.
A teraz bolo od neho vyžadované, aby zničil každý dôkaz, že jeho zasľúbenie sa vyplní.
But God, he was persuaded that God could do it.
Ale on bol presvedčený, že Boh to môže urobiť.
Now not only did he give this great promise, he gave it to his seed also.
Nuž, a on to veľké zasľúbenie nedal len jemu. On to tiež dal jeho semenu.
And because Abraham was faithful and kept the word of God that God promised him.
A preto, že Abraham bol verný a zachoval slovo Božie, ktoré mu Boh zasľúbil.
And know that God could raise up this child. And he spared not his own child.
Vedel, že Boh môže vzbudiť to decko, a on neušetril ani svoje vlastné decko.
But God was a type of God giving his son, of course.
Ale Boh, on bol predobrazom Boha, ktorý dal svojho syna, áno.
As he packed the wood up the mountain and so forth.
Pritom, ako on vyniesol to drevo na horu a tak ďalej.
As Christ later packed his own sacrifice block up the hill to where he was crucified.
Ako neskôršie Kristus vyniesol svoj vlastný obetný trám hore na kopec, na ktorom bol ukrižovaný.
We realize that in this, in doing this, it pleased God so well to see that Abraham loved him above everything on earth, even his only son.
uvedomujeme si, že v tomto, pri tom, keď to činil, Bohu sa to tak veľmi páčilo, keď videl, že Abraham ho miloval ponad všetko na tej zemi, dokonca viac ako svojho vlastného syna.
He loved him above what anybody could say, anybody could do. He still loved God enough to believe his word.
On ho miloval ponad všetko. Čo by ktokoľvek mohol povedať, alebo ktokoľvek čo učiniť, on stále natoľko miloval Boha, že veril jeho slovu.
All Abraham's seed believes God like that.
Každé semeno Abrahamove takto verí Bohu.
They are believing God.
Oni veria Bohu.
And we know that it pleased God so well that here's what he said.
A my vieme, že Bohu sa to tak zalúbilo, že on povedal.
Thy seed shall possess the gates of its enemy. Thy seed shall possess the gates of its enemy.
Tvoje semeno zdedí brány svojich nepriateľov. Tvoje semeno zdedí brány svojich nepriateľov.
Remember that thus saith the Lord.
Zapamätajte si, to je tak hovorí Pán.
Abraham's seed believes that.
Abrahamove semeno tomu verí.
If you're a genuine seed of Abraham, the faith that Abraham had in God, it's in you.
Ak ste opravdovým semenom Abrahamovým, viera v Boha, ktorú mal Abraham, je vo vás.
And you believe that what God has said, God keeps his promise.
A vy veríte to, čo Boh povedal, že Boh dodrží svoje zasľúbenie.
And he said it. Now remember, he only made this promise to Abraham after he had given him a test.
A on to povedal, zapamätajte si to teraz, on dal toto zasľúbenie Abrahamovi potom, keď ho previedol cez tú skúšku.
The seed of Abraham must first be tested to see if they really believe the word.
Semeno Abrahamove musí prv prejsť cez skúšku, aby sa ukázalo, či oni opravdu veria slovu.
Remember, the only way that he could keep the promise of God because he believed the promise of God.
Zapamätajte si, jediný spôsob, ako on mohol zachovať zasľúbenie Božie, bolo to, že veril Božiemu zasľúbeniu.
And was tested whether he believed it or not.
A bol vyskúšaný, či tomu verí alebo nie.
We are brought to that test. The seed of Abraham today is brought to that test.
My sme podrobení tej skúške. Semeno Abrahamovo, dnes, ono je podrobené tej skúške.
Will we take God's word or we take what man said about it?
Príjmeme Božie slovo alebo príjmeme niečo, čo niekto o tom povedal?
Will we take what some organization has made up as a creed and accept that or do we take what God said?
Príjmeme to, čo si učinila nejaká organizácia ako vyznanie a príjmeme to, alebo príjmeme to, čo povedal Boh?
If God's word is true, we believe God's word regardless of what anything else is.
Keď je Božie slovo pravda, veríme Božiemu slovu, bez ohľadu na čokoľvek iné.
We let every man's word be a lie and God's be the truth. The true seed of Abraham.
Necháme, že každé ľudské slovo je klamstvom a Božie je pravdou, opravdové semeno Abrahamove.
But before you can become that true seed, you've got to go through the test like Abraham did himself.
Ale prv, ako sa môžeme stať tým opravdovým semenom, musíme prejsť cez tú skúšku, tak ako sám Abraham.
He promised not only to Abraham, but his seed would possess the enemy's gates. Oh my.
On to zasľúbil nielen Abrahamovi, ale že jeho semeno zdedí brány nepriateľov. Oh.
Just think the patriarch was fully persuaded in his test of the promise of the word of God was right.
Predstavte si len, ten patriarcha bol o tom úplne presvedčený vo svojej skúške ohľadne zasľúbeného slova Božieho obstál v poriadku. Bez ohľadu na to, aké boli okolnosti, on stále veril, že slovo Božie je pravdivé.
Abraham, the great patriarch, never wavered in faith when he was brought to that testing time.
Abraham, ten veľký patriarcha, nikdy nezaváhal vo viere, keď sa dostal do toho skúšobného obdobia.
He believed that God was able to raise him up from the dead.
On veril, že Boh je schopný vzbudiť ho z mŕtvych.
He believed it because God made the promise.
On tomu veril, pretože Boh mu to zasľúbil.
And when God made a promise that he'd be the father of nations, and he believed that that was so.
A keď mu Boh zasľúbil, že on bude otcom národov, on veril, že to tak je.
He didn't know how it would be.
On nevedel, ako sa to stane.
When the baby come, after you trusted 25 years, then asked to destroy the baby.
Keď prišlo to dieťa, potom čo on veril, 25 rokov, potom od neho bolo žiadané, aby zahubil to dieťa.
He still knew that God's promise was true. And he gave his son.
A on stále veril, že Božie zasľúbenie je pravda a dal svojho syna.
His seed, the same thing.
Jeho semeno postupuje tak isto.
The promise of God is a seal to those who are the seed of Abraham.
Zasľúbenie Božie je pečaťou pre tých, ktorí sú semenom Abrahámovým.
The promise is a seal, a signed witness.
Zasľúbenie je pečať, podpísaný svedok.
When we believe every promise word, then the seal is given to us to confirm the promise by.
A keď my veríme každému zasľúbenému slovu, potom je nám daná tá pečať na potvrdenie toho zasľúbenia.
See, if we being the seed of Abraham, we go through the test whether we're going to believe the Bible or not.
Vidíte, ak my sme semeno Abrahámove, pôjdeme cez tú skúšku, či budeme veriť Biblii, alebo nie.
The Bible is the word of God because it is God.
Biblia je slovo Božie, pretože to je Boh.
And then after you went through the test to believe.
A potom po vašej skúške viery.
When some of them said, the days of miracles is past. If you accept that, that's contrary to the word.
Potom, keď niekto z nich povie, dni zázrakov pominuli. Ak to príjmete, nie je to zhodné so slovom.
If you say you do not receive the Holy Ghost today, there's no such a thing, just the 12 apostles received it.
Ak poviete, ty dnes nepríjmeš Ducha Svätého, také niečo neexistuje, len tí 12 apoštolovia to prijali.
The word said, Peter preaching it on the day of Pentecost.
Slovo hovorí, keď to Peter kázal v deň letníc.
He said, repent every one of you. And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
On povedal, čiňte pokánie, každý jeden z vás, a dajte sa pokrstiť vo meno Ježiša Krista na odpustenie hriechov a príjmete dar Ducha Svätého.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to them it's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Lebo vám patrí to zasľúbenie a vašim deťom a všetkým naširoko ďaleko, koľkých a koľkýchkoľvek si povolá Pán váš Boh.
That's just exactly what it means.
To je presne to, čo to znamená.
It's now, if you're ready to take the test of God's acid test and follow that prescription.
To je, nuž, ak ste pripravení, aby ste prešli cez tú skúšku, Božiu kyselinovú skúšku a nasledovali tento predpis.
I'm telling you, you'll find out that God keeps his word if you believe it. That's right.
Hovorím vám, prídete na to, že Boh dodržuje svoje slovo, ak mu budete veriť. Je to tak.
But you've got to go through that because that's the seal.
Ale vy musíte cez to prejsť, pretože to je pečať.
When you can receive it, then you will receive the promise.
Keď toto budete môcť prijať, potom obdržíte zasľúbenie.
Because it's God's prescription, the way we should do it, and that's the way we've got to follow it. That's what he said.
Pretože to je Boží predpis, cesta, podľa ktorej máme postupovať. A to je cesta, že musíme ísť za tým, čo on povedal.
Now, not just the son, but whosoever believeth, whosoever repenteth, whosoever believeth.
Nuž, nie je to len pre niekoho, ale pre ktokoľvek verí, ktokoľvek činí pokánie, ktokoľvek verí.
It's to all generations, to all peoples, whosoever wants to believe it.
Je to pre všetky generácie, všetkých ľudí, všetkých, ktorí k tomu chcú veriť.
And faith in God's word brings you to this promise.
A viera v Božie slovo vás privádza do tohoto zasľúbenia.
Then and then only can you have power to possess the seal of the promise.
Potom a jedine potom môžete mať moc, aby ste zdedili pečať zasľúbenia.
And the promise that we receive the seal is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right.
A zasľúbenie, ktoré prijímame, tá pečať, to je krst Duchom Svätým. To je ono.
For that is God in form of spirit, you being his word in you, then he comes in.
Pretože to je Boh vo forme ducha. Vy súd, jeho slovo vo vás, potom vstupuje on.
If you receive the word, the Holy Spirit is the only thing that can make that live.
Keď ste do svojho vnútra prijali slovo, Duch Svätý je tou jedinou vecou, ktorá to môže oživiť.
And then you have the promise of possessing the gate of every enemy that tries to attack you.
A potom máte to zasľúbenie o obdržaní brán každého nepriateľa, ktorý sa vás snaží napadnúť. Tak to je.
God promised it. And it's so.
Boh to zasľúbil a je to tak.
Now remember, you can only do it then and then only after being tested by the word.
Nuž pamätajte, vy to môžete obdržať len potom a jedine potom, čo ste boli vyprobovaní slovom.
Abraham was tested by the word.
Abraham bol vyprobovaný slovom.
Will you believe, Abraham, that you'll have the son? Yes.
Budeš veriť, Abraham, že budeš mať syna? Áno.
The son come now destroying. Do you still believe it, Abraham?
Ten syn prišiel. Teraz ho znič. Či tomu stále veríš, Abraham?
I believe it yet, for you're able to raise him up from the dead.
Verím tomu, áno, pretože ty si schopný vzbudiť ho z mŕtvych.
And after that he said, now your seed shall possess the gate of its enemy. Amen.
A potom on povedal, nuž tvoje semeno zdedí bránu svojich nepriateľov. Amen.
After the test come,
po tej skúške,
let's check up on some of the seed of Abraham in the natural seed.
Zastavme sa pri nejakom semene Abrahámovom, pri tom telesnom semene.
Which we be today the spiritual seed?
My sme dnes tým duchovným semenom.
But let's find out by the natural seed of some of them that believe the full promise of God and never quit.
Ale preskúmajme, skrze to telesné semeno, niektorých z nich, ktorí verili celému zasľúbeniu Božiemu a nikdy nepochybovali.
I said, by the way, what does the Christian girl want to show underneath skirt for? I can't understand that.
Povedal som mimochodom, na čo chce kresťanské dievča ukazovať svoju spodničku. Nemôžem to pochopiť.
You're born again of God. You got the beauty of the Holy Ghost to show that what you are, you are.
Ty si znovu zrodená z Boha. Máš nádheru Svätého Ducha, aby si ukazovala, kto si, kto ty si.
You got virtue that these scandal skirts don't have. That's right.
Máš cnosť, ktoré tieto hanebné sukne nemajú. Je to tak?
Real woman of God that stands out with virtue, you might be laughed at and called old-fashioned.
Skutočná žena Božia, ktorá poukazuje na vonok túcnosť, môže byť vysmiatá a nazvaná staromódna.
But you got something that they can't touch and done lost it and never can have it again. That's right.
Ale ty máš niečo, čo oni nemôžu dosiahnuť. A stratili to a nikdy to nemôžu získať späť. Je to tak?
You got virtue. That's what God looks for is virtue.
Ty máš cnosť. To je to, čo hľadá Boh. Cnosť. Vidíte?
But the first thing, this is a question in your mind, don't you do it at all.
Ale v prvom rade, ak máš vo svojej mysli pochybnosť, vôbec to nerob.
Don't you come in a prayer line if it's a question in your mind.
Neprichádzaj do modlitebnej rady, ak máš vo svojej mysli nejakú pochybnosť.
Don't you come unless you absolutely believe it emphatically.
Neprichádzaj, až kým tomu nebudeš úplne veriť, dôrazne.
There's not a wave in your mind at all, but what you're going to be healed.
Kým o svojej mysli nebudeš mať žiadne pochybnosti, ani trošku, ohľadne toho, že budeš uzdravený.
Then you'll go off this platform a well person.
Potom opustíš túto platformu ako zdravý človek.
There's not a question in your mind at all.
Tak to je, keď v tvojej mysli nie je vôbec žiadna pochybnosť.
You must believe God, not make believe, really believe.
Musíš veriť Bohu, nie zdanlivo veriť, opravdovo veriť.
And the seed of Abraham believes it because the word said so. That's the reason we believe it.
A semeno Abrahamove tomu verí, pretože to slovo tak hovorí, a preto tomu veríme.
Not because somebody's criticized because somebody else said so, because God said so. That makes it the truth.
Nie preto, že niekto vyslovil kritiku, nie preto, že by to niekto iný tak povedal, pretože to Boh tak povedal a to spôsobilo, že je to pravda.
God says that that settles all questions.
Keď to Boh povie, to urovná všetky pochybnosti.
He's the last word. He's the ultimate.
On má posledné slovo. On je ten posledný.
When God says anything, that settles it. There's nothing else can speak against it.
Keď Boh niečo povie, tým je to vybavené. Neexistuje nič ďalšie, čo by mohlo byť povedané proti tomu.
Every man's word be a lie and mine be the truth.
Každé ľudské slovo je klamstvo a moje je pravda.
Now, as we check some of these seeds, let's think. We think of the Hebrew children.
Nuž, pritom, keď skúmame niektoré z tých semien, zamyslíme sa. Predstavme si tých hebrejských mládencov.
I have here thinking of that on the Hebrew children after they had been tested against image worship.
Mám to tu. Rozmýšľajme o tom, o tých hebrejských mládencoch, po tom, čo oni boli preskúšaní ohľadne uctievania obrazu.
Now you remember the king said, whosoever will not bow down this image shall be thrown into the fiery furnace.
Nuž, pamätáte si, kráľ povedal, ktokoľvek sa neskloní pred týmto obrazom, bude uvrhnutý do ohnivej pece.
Now these children believe that God's word was right, that they should not worship any kind of an image.
Nuž, títo hebrejskí mládenci verili, že Božie slovo sa nemýli, že oni nemajú uctievať žiadny druh obrazu.
But when they come to the showdown and they were tested whether they would.
Ale keď prišlo do toho rozhodujúceho momentu, oni boli vyskúšaní, čo urobia.
When all the rest of the children down there received and went to the worship.
Keď všetky ostatné deti, ktoré tam boli, to prijali a išli, aby sa poklonili.
They went right on in the way the king said.
Urobili to presne tak, ako to kráľ povedal.
They went with the popular thought of the day that they must do it.
Oni išli s tou populárnou myšlienkou na ten deň, že oni to musia urobiť.
And when they were tested whether they would worship images and break the word of God, they stayed true to the word.
A keď oni boli dosvedčení, či sa budú kláňať obrazu a porúšia slovo Božie, oni zostali verní slovu.
Regardless of the circumstances, they stayed true to the word.
Bez ohľadu na okolnosti, oni zostali verní slovu.
And when they threw him into the fiery furnace, God's promises fulfilled.
A keď ich uvrhli do ohnivej pece, Božie zasľúbenie sa vyplnilo.
They possessed the gates of their enemies.
Oni zaujali brány svojho nepriateľa.
And there's a fourth man standing in there with a key that unlocked the heat from the fire.
A postavil sa ku ním štvrtý muž s kľúčom, ktorý oddelil žiaru ohňa.
And it could not do nothing but set them free. Amen.
A ten im nemohol nič učiniť, než ako ich uvoľniť. Amen.
When a man or a woman is ready to take the test, the acid test.
Keď nejaký muž alebo žena je hotový ísť do skúšky, tej kyselinovej skúšky.
You see, they had to go in the fire. And then when they did, they was in the fire.
Vidíte, oni museli ísť do ohňa. A potom, keď to urobili, oni boli v ohni.
And the only thing that taken place this fiery test, only unlocked, took the bands off of their hands.
A tá jediná vec, ktorá sa im stala, tá ohňová skúška len odomkla, odňala putá z ich rúk.
Many times God lets us when we get all bounded up with the world, bound up.
Mnohokrát Boh nás nechá, keď sa celý poviažeme s tým svetom, zamoceme.
He lets the fiery test come upon us where we have to make a decision.
On nechá, aby na nás prišli tie skúšky ohňom, keď musíme urobiť rozhodnutie.
And when we do that, the only thing a test can do.
A keď to urobíme, tá jediná vec, ktorá tá skúška spôsobí,
when a real seed of Abraham is standing at the crossroads of a decision and he makes his decision to serve God, he can only cut the bands loose and make us free.
Keď skutočné semeno Abrahamovo stojí na tej križovatke rozhodnutia a rozhodne sa slúžiť Bohu, to môže jedine preseknúť putá a učiniť nás voľnými.
Satan might give you a disease, he might give you one thing or another.
Satan vám môže dať chorobu, on vás môže dať do toho alebo tamtoho.
How do you know it's not God got you on the crossroads to see what kind of a decision you'll make?
Ako viete, či to nie je Boh, ktorý vás dostáva na križovatku, aby videl, aké rozhodnutie učiníte?
They possessed the gate of the fire.
Oni zaujali brány ohňa.
The fire cannot burn them. There wasn't even a smell of fire upon them.
Oheň ich nemohol spáliť. Dokonca ani zápach ohňa nebol na nich.
Because they know that they were the seed of Abraham and they stood for God in his word.
Pretože oni vedeli, že sú semenom Abrahamovým a oni stáli po strane Boha a jeho slova.
They possessed the gates of the enemy and the fire cannot burn them because they possessed the gates.
Oni sa zmocnili brán nepriateľa a oheň ich nemohol spáliť, pretože oni zdedili tie brány.
Later, there was a man, a prophet down there by the name of Daniel.
Neskoršie, tam bol muž, prorok, ktorý sa nazýval Daniel.
He would have the test whether he would serve one true God or not.
Mal sa podrobiť skúške, či bude slúžiť jedinému pravému Bohu, alebo nie.
When he come to that time where he served one true God or worship the heathen God, he refused to do it.
A keď prišiel ten čas, či on bude slúžiť jedinému pravému Bohu, alebo uctievať pohanského Boha, on to odmietol učiniť.
He showed up the blinds and
prayed to his God every day.
A zodvihol rolety a modlil sa svojmu Bohu každý deň.
He was struck for that by a penalty of the federal laws and was thrown into a lion's den.
Zobrali ho kvôli tomu, kvôli prekročeniu federálnych zákonov a bol hodený do jamy lvov.
A hungry bunch of lions roared out at him.
Hladná svorka levou revala na neho.
What did he do? He possessed the gate of his enemy. The lions could not eat.
Čo on urobil? On sa zmocnil brány svojho nepriateľa. Levy ho nemohli zohrať.
God sent out a pillar of fire, an angel that stood between him and the lion.
Boh poslal dole ohnivý stĺp, aniela, ktorý sa postavil medzi neho a lvy.
He possessed the gate of the enemy because he was tested to see whether he had worshipped one true God or have a dozen heathen gods that he worshipped.
On zdedil bránu toho nepriateľa, pretože bol preskúšaný, aby sa ukázalo, či sa bude kláňať jedinému pravému Bohu, alebo bude uctievať tucet pohanských bohov, ktorých bude uctievať.
So he stood the test and he possessed the gate of the enemy.
Tak on obstál tej skúške a zaujal brány nepriateľa.
The lion could not even touch him because God was with him.
Lev sa ho nemohol ani len dotknúť, pretože Boh bol s ním.
God's promise stayed true, for he was a true seed of Abraham.
Božie zasľúbenie zostalo pravdou, pretože on bol pravdivým semenom Abrahamovým.
Moses, oh, another great one, he was tested also to see the promise that God gave him.
Mojžiš, o, ďalší veľký príklad. On bol skúšaný, takisto, aby videl zasľúbenie, ktoré mu dal Boh.
I'll be with you when you go down there.
Ja budem s tebou, kdekoľvek tam budeš.
And when he stood before the impersonators of his gift, Jabez and Jabez tried to stand up and impersonate the very thing that Moses was commanded to do.
A keď sa on postavil pred tými napodobovateľmi jeho daru, Janesom a Jambresom, ktorí sa tam postavili a snažili sa napodobiť všetko, čo bolo prikázané robiť Mojžišovi.
When God had called him and he knew he was the one that was commissioned to do this,
Boh ho povolal a on vedel, že on je ten, ktorý bol tým poverený, aby to robil.
And he stood there and performed the miracle as God told him to do it.
A on sa tam postavil a učinil ten zázrak, tak ako mu to Boh povedal.
And here stood the impersonators to do the same thing, but it did not bother Moses.
A tu stoja tí napodobovatelia, aby robili to isté, ale Mojžišovi to neprekážalo.
He stood true to the word of God and he possessed the gate.
On stál verne na slove Božom a zaujal brány nepriateľa. Amen.
Because he stood true to the promise of God, no matter who was trying to impersonate it.
Pretože on stál verne na zasľúbení Božom a nevadilo mu, že niekto sa snaží napodobovať to.
What a lesson that is to every Christian.
O, aká lekcia pre každého kresťana.
When you look around and see a hypocrite, you just remember he's trying to impersonate a genuine article.
Keď sa dívate dookola a vidíte nejakého pokrytca, pamätajte len, on sa snaží napodobiť tú originálnu vec.
But that only means there is one who is genuine.
Ale to len ukazuje, že existuje ten, kto je originálny.
Stand true to the word of God, no matter what comes or goes, keep his promise.
Stojte verne na slove Božom. Nezáleží na tom, čo prichádza alebo odchádza, držte sa jeho zasľúbenia.
Yes, Daniel stayed true to the word of God.
Tak veru, Daniel verne stál na slove Božom.
No matter how many tried to impersonate him and everything else, he stayed true.
Nezáležalo mu na tom, koľko sa ho snažili napodobniť. I čokoľvek iné sa dialo, on zostal verný.
And he came for a purpose to take Israel out of Egypt and to take them into the promised land.
A on prišiel za nejakým účelom, aby vyviedol Izrael z Egyptu a priviedol ho do zasľúbenej zemi.
And when it come time for them to go into the promised land, out of Egypt, there stood the Dead Sea in the way.
A keď nadišiel pre nich ten čas, aby išli do zasľúbenej zemi, pred z Egyptu, tam v ceste im stálo mŕtve more.
And he possessed the gates of the water, and the gates flew open.
A on zaujal brány tej vody, a tie brány sa v letku otvorili.
The waters fell back and Moses took Israel into the wilderness to the mountain where God commissioned him to bring them.
A voda sa odstúpila nabok a Mojžiš previedol Izraela na púšť, tam hore, kde mu Boh dal poverenie, aby ich tam priviedol. Amen.
He possessed the gates of the enemy.
Он зауял брани неприятеля.
His father Abraham had that promise that his true seed would possess the gate of the enemy.
Jeho otec Abraham má to zasľúbenie, že jeho opravdové semeno zaujme bránu nepriateľa.
And the gates of the water was closed and he could not get through, and that was a path of duty.
A brány tej vody boli zavrené a on sa cez ne nemohol dostať, a to bola cesta jeho služobnej povinnosti.
He was supposed to bring those children to that mountain God told him to.
Bola to jeho samozrejmá povinnosť, aby priviedol tieto deti ku tomu vrchu. Boh mu to povedal.
And there stood the gate in the way, and he possessed the gate of the enemy.
A tu v ceste stála brána, a on zaujal túto bránu nepriateľa.
Joshua, a little later when they come to Kadesh Barnea.
Jozue, o niečo neskoršie, keď prišli do Kadesh Barnei.
Which was the judgment seat of the world at that time. There Israel met its judgment.
Čo bolo súdnou stolicou sveta v tom čase. Tam Izrael stretol svoj súd.
We find Joshua with Caleb and 12 others or 10 others.
Nachádzame tu Jozueho a Kaleba a 12 ďalších, či vlastne 10 ďalších.
One out of each tribe was sent over to spy out the land they were ready to receive.
Z každého pokolenia bol poslaný jeden, aby prešpehovali zem, ktorú boli pripravení obdržať.
And when they seen those great giants standing there, 10 of them felt so bad, they said,
a keď uvideli tých veľkých obrov, ktorí tam boli, desiatí z nich sa cítili tak zle, že povedali,
we cannot take it. It's too great. Why, look at the opposition we got.
Nemôžeme to zabrať. Je to príliš veľké. Aha, pozrite sa, akú máme opozíciu.
But when they come back to bring the report, they brought an evil report.
A keď sa vrátili späť, aby doniesli správu, oni priniesli zlú správu.
Why would they bring an evil report? If God told them, I have given you that land, it's yours.
Prečo priniesli zlú správu, keď Boh im povedal, ja som vám dal tú zem, je vaša?
He told them down in Egypt, I have given you this land, it's a good land, it's flowing with milk and honey.
On im to povedal tam dole v Egypte, ja som vám dal tú zem, je to dobrá zem, tečie mliekom a medom.
But when they seen the opposition so great, 10 of them come back and said, we can't do it.
Ale keď oni videli, že opozícia je taká veľká, desiatí z nich sa vrátili a povedali, nemôžeme to urobiť. Bol to Jozue, on upokojoval ľud a povedal, my sme viac ako schopní, aby sme ju zaujali. Sme viac ako schopní, prečo? On hľadel na zasľúbenie. On bol opravdovým semenom Abrahámovým.
Regardless of what the opposition was, we can possess the gate because God promised the land.
Bez ohľadu na to, aká bola opozícia, my môžeme zaujať tú bránu, pretože Boh nám zasľúbil tú zem.
And he possessed the gate.
A oni zaujali tú bránu.
Later on, when he brought the children of Israel down to the river, there stood in the month of April, the great river swelling.
Neskôršie potom, keď on priviedol deti Izraelove dole ku rieky. Zastali tam v mesiaci apríli a tá veľká rieka bola rozvodnená.
The Jordan coming down out of the mountains and she spread across the plains.
Jordán, stekajúci dole z vrchov, sa rozlieval po rovinách.
Looked like the worst time in the year that he could be there.
Vyzeralo to, ako by to bol najhorší čas v roku, aký len mohol byť.
But yet he was Abraham's seed.
Ale jednako on bol Abrahámovým semenom.
He knew he had a promise and he was in a line of duty.
On vedel, že má zasľúbenie a on sa nachádzal pri plnení svojich povinností.
God gave him a vision how to do it and he possessed the gates of the river.
Boh mu dal videnie, ako to má urobiť a on zaujal brány tej rieky.
When the gates flew open, the water back come up into the mountains.
Keď sa tie brány prúdko otvorili, voda sa cúvala naspäť do vrchov.
And Joshua and Israel possessed the gates of the enemy and crossed into the promised land because God told them to do it.
A Jozue a Izrael zaujali brány toho nepriateľa a prešli do zasľúbenej zemi, pretože Boh im povedal, aby to urobili.
Seed of Abraham.
Opravdové semeno Abrahámové.
Brothers and sisters, when he got over there, Jericho was all walled up, high enough that they could run 3 chariots across the top.
Bratia a sestry, keď sa on tam dostal, Jericho bolo celé ohradené múrami, tak vysokými, že hore po vrchu mohli vedľa seba bežať 3 konské záprahy.
How could these Israelites do it with barred, picked up swords and everything and sticks and stones? How were they to go in there?
Ako by to títo Izraeliti mohli dobiť? S požičanými, pozbieranými mečami a všetkým a s palicami a s kameňami. ako oni tam vojdú.
But he was still the seed of Abraham.
Ale on bol stále semenom Abrahamovým.
God gave him a vision, told him how to do it, said, sound a trumpet.
Boh mu dal videnie, povedal mu, ako to má urobiť, povedal, zatrúbte na trúbu.
Amen. That's it. Now shout. March up towards the wall. The gates will fall before you.
Amen. To je ono. Skrýpnite, pochodujte rovno oproti múrom a brány padnú pred vami. Amen.
He was a royal seed of Abraham. He was top real believer.
On bol kráľovským semenom Abrahamovým. On bol Božím opravdovým veriacim.
The gates will drop down before you.
Tie brány sa zosypú pred tebou.
Just let out a shout and sound the trumpet. That's all you have to do.
Len začnite kričať a zatrúbte na trúbu. To je všetko, čo musíte urobiť.
And what happened? The gates fell down and Joshua took the city.
A čo sa stalo? Tie brány sa zrútili a Jozue zaujal mesto.
A little later on we find out that the enemy was routing and going on after that, and even he stopped the sun. And it's fact.
O niečo neskôršie potom nachádzame, že nepriateľ bol rozmetávaný a boj pokračoval. A potom on dokonca zastavil slnko na jeho dráhe.
The spoke to the morning on the paradox. He stopped the sun until he possessed the gates of his enemy. Amen.
Ako som o tom hovoril raz ráno na téma paradox. On zastavil slnko, až kým sa nezmocnil brány svojho nepriateľa. Amen.
You know, if that enemy ever got together again, they were scattered and the sun was going down.
On vedel, že ak by sa ten nepriateľ znovu dostal dokopy, oni by boli rozprášení a slnko zapadalo. A Amorejci a Amalekiti a tí ďalší boli roztrúsení.
If they ever got together again and come together, then he'd have a hard time ever getting them to rout again.
Ak by sa oni znovu dostali dokopy a spoločne by prišli, potom by on mal ťažké chvíle, aby ich znovu rozprášil.
And there's only one thing that was holding, that was time. And he stopped time. Amen. Amen.
A bola len jedna vec, ktorá ho zdržiavala, a to bol čas. A on zastavil čas. Amen.
Amen. There's one thing keeping him from the promise. That was the sun, nature itself, crossing over, and he stopped nature.
Amen. Bola jediná vec, ktorá ho zdržiavala od zasľúbenia, a to bolo slnko. Samotná príroda zasahovala do toho a on zastavil prírodu.
While he was a seed of Abraham, he believed God's promise.
Prečo? On bol semenom Abrahamovým. On veril Božiemu zasľúbeniu.
He stopped him and possessed the gates. Yes, sir.
Zastavil ho a zaujal tie brány. Tak veru.
He's a great man. All of them are great men.
Títo veľkí mužovia, všetci z nich boli veľkí mužovia.
But you know, when they, every one of them, when they come to the gate of death, they all die.
Ale viete, keď oni, každý jeden z nich, keď oni prišli ku bráne smrti, oni všetci zomreli.
Every one of them had to die, because they were great men.
Každý jeden z nich musel zomrieť, pretože to boli veľkí mužovia.
They stopped the mouth of lions and escaped the fire and the edge of the sword and so forth, as we're told in Hebrews 11.
Oni zapchali ústa lvom a vyhasili moc ohňa, utiekli od strú meča a tak ďalej, ako je nám to povedané v liste Židom v 11. kapitole.
And they possessed the gates of the enemy, all but one enemy, and that was death.
A oni zaujali brány nepriateľa, každého nepriateľa, až na jedného. A to bola smrť.
Death swallowed every one of them up.
Smrť pohltila každého jedného z nich.
Then one day along come the royal seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Abraham's seed by faith.
Potom jedného dňa prišlo to kráľovské semeno Abraháma. Ježiš Kristus, Syn Boží, Abrahámové semeno, skrze vieru.
Not to Isaac, the natural seed. They did their part.
Nie skrze Izáka, to prirodzené semeno, oni mali svoj diel.
But here come one who was not natural born.
Ale tu prichádza ten, ktorý nebol prirodzene narodený.
Here come one that never come by sexual desire.
Tu prichádza ten, ktorý neprišiel skrze sexuálnu žiadosť.
Here come one by virgin birth. Yes.
Tu prichádza ten, ktorý sa narodil z panny.
The Son of God, the seed of Abraham. What a great man this was.
Syn Boží, semeno Abrahamové. O, čo za veľkého muža to bol.
Other naturals was all born natural birth. This man was born the virgin birth.
Tí ostatní prirodzení boli všetci narodení prirodzeným narodením sa. Tento muž sa narodil panenským narodením.
What did he do when he came on earth?
Čo on robil, keď prišiel na svet?
He conquered every enemy that Satan had. He conquered everything.
On porazil každého nepriateľa, ktorého Satan mal. On porazil všetko.
What did he do?
Čo on robil?
He set out and he conquered sickness. There could be no sickness around him. Wherever sickness was, he conquered it.
On vyrazil a porazil nemoc. Okolo neho nemohla byť žiadna nemoc. Kdekoľvek bola nemoc, on ju porazil.
What did he do? After he conquered it, he'd give us the keys. Amen.
Čo urobil? Potom, keď nad tým zvíťazil, on nám dal kľúče. Amen.
Saying, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. Yeah. Oh, amen.
Right. A povedal, čokoľvek zviažete na zemi, ja to zviažem na nebi. Oh, amen.
That's the royal seed of Abraham, his promise.
To je Abrahamove kráľovské semeno, jeho zasľúbenie.
The Holy Ghost in us now, with the keys holding to sickness.
Duch Svätý v nás teraz, s kľúčami, zastavuje nemoc.
He conquered sickness. Sickness cannot stand in his presence.
On zvíťazil nad nemocou. Nemoc nemohla obstáť v jeho prítomnosti. A on povedal, že nám dal kľúče, aby sme robili to isté. Zvíťazili nad nemocou.
Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven.
Čokoľvek zviažete na zemi, ja zviažem na nebi.
Also temptation. He was tempted in every manner like we was. What did he do? He conquered it.
A tiež pokušenie. On bol vo všetkom pokúšaný, tak ako my. Čo on urobil? On na tým zvíťazil.
What did he say to us? Resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
A čo nám povedal? Sprotivte sa diablovi a utečie od vás.
He conquered sickness for us. He conquered temptation for us. Broke down the gates.
On pre nás porazil nemoc. On pre nás porazil pokušenie. Porúcal tie brány.
Took the key away from the tempter and handed over to the believer of Abraham's seed and said,
vzal ten kľúč od pokušiteľa a dal ho veriacemu, Abrahámovmu semenu a povedal,
if he gets you, resist him and he'll flee from you.
Ak vás pokúša, sprotivte sa mu a on od vás utečie.
Oh, my resisting.
Oh, sprotivte sa mu.
He conquered both death and hell.
On porazil oboje, smrť i peklo.
He rose up on the third day saying, I have overcome, and because I live, you live also.
On povstal na tretí deň a povedal, zvíťazil som, a pretože ja žijem, vy tiež žiť budete.
Oh, what a promise. That's the seed of Abraham.
Oh, čo za zasľúbenie. To platí pre semeno Abrahamovo.
He conquered the grave, rose up on the third day for our justification.
On porazil hrob, stal na tretí deň na naše ospravedlnenie.
When he rose up, he was our justification.
Keď on povstal, on bol našim ospravedlnením.
What does that make us?
Čím nás to učinilo?
He conquered sickness, he conquered death, he conquered hell, he conquered the grave, he conquered temptation.
On porazil nemoc, on porazil smrť, on porazil peklo, on porazil hrob, on porazil pokušenie.
Oh, now we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave his life for us.
Oh, a teraz my sme viac ako víťazi skrze neho, ktorý nás zamiloval a dal za nás svoj život.
Being the royal seed of Abraham with the same spirit of God in us that was in him.
Súd s kráľovským semenom Abraháma, s tým istým duchom Božím v nás, ktorý bol v ňom.
We are more than conquerors. Every gate has been conquered for us.
Sme viac ako víťazi. Každá brána bola pre nás dobitá.
The only thing we have to do is possess it. It's already conquered.
A jediná vec, ktorú musíme urobiť, je zaujať ju. Ona je už dobitá.
Sickness is conquered. Death is conquered. Hell is conquered. The grave is conquered.
Nemoc je dobitá. Smrť je dobitá. Peklo je dobité. Hrob je dobitý.
Everything is conquered. We hold the keys by his grace.
Všetko je dobité. A my máme tie kľúče skrze jeho milosť.
Are you afraid to stick them in the lot and say, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask the Father anything. Honey, I love you.
Bojíte sa strčiť ich do zámku a povedať, ja prichádzam v mene Ježiša Krista. Proste Otca o čokoľvek v mojom mene. Ja ho milujem.
After 2,000 years has passed. 2,000 years and still, there he is in our midst. The mighty conqueror that rent the veil in two.
Potom, čo už prešlo 2000 rokov, a on je stále v našom strede, ten mocný víťaz, ktorý roztrhol oponu na dvoje.
That took every sickness, every disease, everything upon himself and bore our infirmities to the cross.
Ktorý vzal každú nemoc, každú chorobu, všetko vzal na seba a zaniesol naše slabosti na kríž.
And our sickness and our diseases and triumphed over them and raised up for our justification.
A naše nemoci a naše choroby a triumfoval nad nimi a povstal na naše ospravedlnenie.
And stands alive after 2,000 years. The manifest himself as a living Jesus Christ amongst the royal seed of Abraham who are heirs of all things.
A stojí živý po 2000 rokoch, aby manifestoval seba samého ako živý Ježiš Kristus medzi kráľovským semenom Abrahámovým, ktorí sú dedičmi všetkých vecí.
Oh my, those who after go through the test, Thomas, of the word.
Oh, tí, ktorí potom prechádzajú cez skúšku zasľúbenia slova.
If you can believe the word, then you are also the seed of Abraham. That's how you come to it.
Ak môžete veriť slovu, potom ste tiež semenom Abrahámovým. Hľa, ako k tomu prídete.
If you can't take that word test, then if you doubt it, a little suspicious of it, you can't hardly believe it.
Ak nemôžete prejsť cez túto skúšku slova, potom, ak o tom pochybujete, len maličké podozrenie voči tomu, vy sotva tomu môžete veriť.
If something other you can't believe it, then don't you come in the prayer line.
Kvôli tomu či tamtomu, vy tomu nemôžete veriť, potom neprichádzajte do modlitebnej rady.
I wouldn't even fool around the altar until you can get enough grace to know that God's word is true.
Vykočil by som dokonca strátal čas pri oltári, až kým by ste nemohli obdržať dostatok milosti, aby ste poznali, že Božie slovo je pravda.
And when you once break through that veil of unbelief, then you've got the keys in your hands of death, hell and the grave.
A keď teraz preboríte cestu oponu nevery, potom uchopíte tie kľúče do rúk, kľúče smrti, pekla a hrobu.
Because you've got a conqueror who conquered for you.
Pretože máte premožiteľa, ktorý to premohol za vás.
And you've got Hebrews 13:8 that tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Potom máte Židom 13:8, kde nám hovorí Ježiš Kristus ten istý včera, dnes i na veky.
How can we do it?
Ako to môžete urobiť?
The people today say, oh well, I'll tell you, he's in a certain way he is the same. The Bible says...
Ľudia dnes hovoria, no dobre, poviem ti, on je v určitom zmysle, on je ten istý, hovorí Biblia.
Oh well, he doesn't do today like he did.
No dobre, on nerobí dnes to, čo robil.
We find it right now when we see his word vindicated. What does it do? It throws it right back into their lap again. Hey, man!
Pozorujeme to hneď tu, keď vidíme potvrdzovanie sa jeho slova. Čo to spôsobuje? Tým je im to vrhnuté rovno späť do ich lona. Amen.
The real seed of Abraham believes that they know it.
To skutočné semeno Abrahámove tomu verí. Oni to veria.
And he stands tonight as he met Abraham up there in the days of Lot and performed that miracle.
A on zostal taký istý dnes večer, aký bol vtedy, keď stretol Abraháma, tam vtedy v tých dňoch, Lota, a učinil ten zázrak.
As he did by telling Sarah what she said behind him.
Ako to urobil skrze to, keď povedal Sáre, čo ona povedala tam za ním.
Jesus promised the royal seed of Abraham that the church would see that same thing just before his coming.
Ježiš zasľúbil, že to kráľovské semeno Abrahámove, že cirkev znovu uvidí tú istú vec tesne pred jeho príchodom.
What is it? It's got to happen. God promised it.
Čo to je? To sa musí stať. Boh to zasľúbil.
Jesus Christ confirmed it and said it would be so.
Ježiš Kristus to potvrdil a povedal, že to tak bude.
And here we are today after 2,000 years seen in our midst. Still the mighty conqueror.
A my sme tu dnes po 2000 rokoch. Vidíme ho v našom strede a on je stále ten mocný víťaz.
He conquered death, hell, grave, all superstition. Took the word and brought to yes.
On zvíťazil nad smrťou, peklom, hrobom, nad každou poverou. Vzal slovo, tu, áno.
He said, if you abide in me and my words in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given to you.
On povedal, ak zostanete vo mne a moje slova vo vás, proste o čo chcete a bude vám to dané.
What was it, the word Christ that's in your heart?
Čo to je? Slovo Kristus, ktoré je vo vašom srdci.
If ye abide in me, my words abide in you, then you conquered everything, because I've conquered it for you.
Ak zostanete vo mne a moje slova vo vás, potom ste zvíťazili nad všetkým, pretože ja som nad tým zvíťazil za vás.
If ye abide in me, if you can understand me, if you can abide in me,
ak zostanete vo mne, ak so mnou môžete súhlasiť, ak môžete zostať vo mne,
He that believeth me, that receiveth me, not just make believe, but can receive.
Ten, kto mi verí, ktorý ma prijal, nie ten zdanlivo veriaci, ale ktorý to môže prijať.
He that heareth my words, understandeth my words, and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life.
Ten, kto počul moje slova, rozumel mojim slovám a uveril v toho, ktorý ma poslal, má večný život.
And shall not come into temptation or condemnation, but has passed from death unto life.
A nepôjde do pokušenia, či vlastne odsúdenia, ale prešiel zo smrti do života.
There he is, the mighty conqueror.
Tu ho máme, mocný víťaz.
Here he is today, the same yesterday, today and forever. Here he is performing before the seed of Abraham that's been called out of Babylon.
On je dnes tu, ten istý včera, dnes i na veky. On je ten účinkujúci pred semenom Abrahamovým, ktoré bolo vyvolané von z Babylonu.
Called out of Sodom, called out of the world and separated, showing his promise just exactly true.
Vyvolané von zo Sodomy, vyvolané von zo sveta a oddelené, práve cez ktoré on zjavuje svoje zasľúbenie.
After 2,000 years, here he stands in the midst of us tonight, that mighty conqueror.
Práve po 2,000 rokoch, on tu stojí v našom strede, dnes večer, ten mocný víťaz.
The word of God who can discern the thoughts that's in the heart and the intents thereof.
Slovo Božie, ktoré môže rozpoznávať myšlienky, ktoré sú v srdci a jeho úmysly.
What is it? Thy seed shall possess the gates of its enemy.
Čo to je? Tvoje semeno zdedí bránu svojich nepriateľov.
What is it? It's the seed of Abraham, the royal seed, believing the word.
Čo to je? To je semeno Abrahamove, kráľovské semeno, ktoré verí slovu.
The word is God.
A to slovo je, Boh.
Now, when we see this, we can scream out with them like the portable.
Nuž, a keď to vidíme, môžeme vykriknúť s nimi, ako ten dávny básnik.
Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away.
Žijúc miloval ma, zomrúc spasil ma, keď ho pochovali odniesol ďaleko preč moje hriechy.
Rising he justifies freely forever, someday he's coming, oh glorious day.
Panuť zmrtvých ospravedlnil ma zdarma a na veky. Jedného dňa on príde, ó, čo za slávny deň.
Someone said, you're getting old boy, I can't help that.
Niekto mi raz povedal, starneš chlapče, nemôžem ti pomôcť.
I've lived since I was a little boy. My only achievement I've ever had is to see Jesus Christ coming. I gave my life for that purpose.
Už od malého chlapca žijem za tým účelom a mojím jediným cieľom, ktorý som kedy mal, je, aby som videl príchod Ježiša Krista. Dal som svoj život pre ten cieľ.
I'm still in the pulpit as an old man. I believe the same story.
Stále som za kazateľňou, ako starý človek, a verím v to isté.
And the greatest thing I can think of is to see Jesus Christ coming from the heavens to receive his own.
A tá najväčšia vec, o ktorej môžem pomyslieť, je vidieť Ježiša Krista, ako prichádza z neba, aby prijal svojich vlastných.
God, no wonder we can sing, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Boh, potom môj, nie divu, že môžem spievať sláva mocnému Ježišovmu menu. Anieli nech sa skláňajú.
Bring forth the royal diadem, crowning the Lord.
Prinieste kráľovskú korunu a ukorunujte ho, pána všetkého.
God, he is a mighty conqueror.
Prečo? On je mocný víťaz.
If you're in him, you're in the word.
Ak ste v ňom, ste v slove.
He said, if you abide me, ask what you will. What you will. For every gate has already been conquered.
Ak zostanete vo mne, proste si čo chcete. Čo chcete, pretože každá brána už zostala dobitá.
Then we can say forever promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse is mine.
Potom môžeme povedať, každé zasľúbenie v tejto knihe je moje. Každá kapitola, každý verš i riadok.
I'm trusting in his word divine, for every promise in the book is mine.
Odpočívam v jeho božskom slove, pretože každé zasľúbenie v tej knihy je moje.
Friends, do you realize what that means?
Priatelia, uvedomujete si, čo to znamená?
Every promise that God made Abraham, every promise that was spoke by the prophets.
Každé zasľúbenie, ktoré bolo dané Abrahamovi, každé zasľúbenie, ktoré bolo povedané cez prorokov,
ever promise that Jesus Christ promised for this day, he's sure to confirm it and to show that he lives forevermore.
Každé zasľúbenie, ktoré Ježiš Kristus zasľúbil na tento deň, on je tu, aby to potvrdil a ukázal, že on žije na veky.
A seed shall possess the enemy's gate.
Tvoje semeno zaujme brány nepriateľa.
When it comes down to the hour of death, you say, what about that?
A keď príde tá hodina smrti, poviete, a čo toto?
You still have that possession, if Paul said, oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Vy stále máte to dedičstvo, čo Pavel povedal. O hrob, kde je tvoje víťazstvo? O smrť, kde je tvoj osteň?
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through that mighty conqueror Jesus Christ.
Ale ďaká buď Bohu, ktorý nám dal víťazstvo skrze toho mocného víťaza, Ježiša Krista.
Oh, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
O, anjeli nech sa skláňajú, prineste kráľovskú korunu a ukorunujte ho, pána všetkého.
Tonight after 2,000 years, we stand to see him yet, the mighty conqueror.
Dnes večer, po 2,000 rokoch, sme tu, aby sme ho videli stále mocného víťaza.
Who ripped the veil that separated us from any promise of God, and we are more than conquerors in him.
Ktorý roztrhol oponu, ktorá nás oddeľovala od každého zasľúbenia Božieho, a my sme v ňom viac ako víťazí.
Let us pray.
Modlíme sa.
Heavenly Father, as we stand here tonight in the presence of the Holy Ghost,
Nebeský Otče, sme tu dnes večer v prítomnosti Svätého Ducha,
that great person of Jesus Christ in spirit form, who was promised to come upon the seed of Abraham, the royal seed,
tej veľkej osoby Ježiša Krista v duchovnej forme, ktorý bol zasľúbený, že príde na semeno Abrahámove, to kráľovské semeno.
We pray, O God, if there's a man or woman, boy or girl in here that
ty môžeš dodržať to zasľúbenie.
You said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also. Greater than this will he do, for I go to the Father.
Ty si povedal, ten, kto verí vo mňa, skutky, ktoré ja činím, aj on bude činiť, väčší ako tie bude činiť, pretože ja idem k svojmu Otcovi.
Father God, we pray that you'll confirm your word.
Otče Bože, modlíme sa, aby si potvrdil svoje slovo.
There's many of the children of Abraham here tonight is sick.
Mnoho detí Abrahamových je tu dnes večer, ktoré sú nemocné.
Oh, the devil has gated them up. They put them on the inside and they turned the keys.
Oh, diabol ich premohol. Oni ich dostali dovnútra a zhrotli kľúčami.
And said, now you must die. You have heart trouble, you got this, that or the other, and you must die.
A povedali, teraz musíte zomrieť. Máš nemocné srdce, máš toto, tamto, či niečo iné, a musíš zomrieť.
Oh, God, may the jubilee trumpet sound out of the gospel, that every slave can go free.
Oh, Bože, nech zaznie tá jubilejná trúba evanjelia dnes večer, aby každý otrok mohol byť slobodný.
Jesus Christ has conquered those gates. We hold the keys in our hands.
Ježiš Kristus dobil tie brány. My držíme kľúče vo svojich rukách.
Oh, in my name they shall cast out devils.
Oh, v mojom mene budú vyháňať démonov.
If you ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it.
Ak budete prosiť o niečo Otca v mojom mene, ja to učiním.
He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also.
Ten, kto verí vo mňa, skutky, ktoré ja činím, aj on bude činiť.
The word of God is sharper and more powerful than a two-edged sword.
Slovo Božie je ostrejšie a mocnejšie než dvojsečný meč.
Cutting to the sunder and the mire and even a discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart.
Prenikajúce do rozdelenia špiku a schopné posúdiť myšlienky, ktoré sú v srdci.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
A tak, ako bolo za dní Noého, tak bude pri príchode Syna človeka.
For they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage.
Kde jedli, pili, ženili sa a vydávali.
Great building programs and we watch the world.
Veľké stavebné plány a my pozorujeme svet.
There will be signs, fearful sights in the heaven above. This is flying saucers, earthquakes in diverse places.
Budú znaky, strašné znaky na nebi. Hore, to sú lietajúce taniere, zemetrasenia na rôznych miestach.
The sea roaring, tidal waves, man's heart failing fear.
Hučiace more, prílivové vlny, ľudské srdcia sa chvejú strachom.
Distress between nations, perplexed of time.
Tieseň medzi národami, zúfalý čas.
And as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
A tak, ako bolo vo dňoch Lota, tak bude pri príchode Syna človeka.
Oh, God, come tonight and perform thy word.
Oh, Bože, príď dnes večer a predveď svoje slovo.
Come tonight and honor the faith of the children of Abraham. Through Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Príď dnes večer a úcti vieru detí Abrahamových. Prosíme o to skrze meno Ježiša Krista. Amen.
The Lord bless you richly. I'm not going to make the altar call just at this time. I'm going to leave it up to you.
Nech vás Pán bohate žehná. Nebudem teraz robiť vyzvanie ku oltáru, nechám to na vás.
I think that many times altar calls, I believe with them.
Myslím, že mnohokrát oltárne výzvy, ja tomu verím.
But as many as received was baptized, as many as received him.
Ale všetci, ktorí uverili, dali sa pokrstiť. To je ono, všetci, ktorí ho prijali.
We're going to pray for the sick.
Budeme sa modliť za chorých.
I can speak here all night, your lovely audience.
Mohol by som hovoriť celú noc s tým milým obecenstvom.
But what I say is just a man. But if I say his words, then it isn't my words. It's his words.
Ale čo ja hovorím, to je len človek. Ale ak hovorím jeho slovo, potom to nie sú moje slova, to je jeho slovo.
If I say something and God doesn't back it up, then that was my word.
Ak niečo poviem a Boh to nepodoprie, potom to bolo moje slovo.
If I say his word and he backs it up,
ak ja poviem jeho slovo a on to podoprie,
who is that sinful man or woman, boy or girl that'll walk away and say it isn't so?
Kto je ten hriešný muž či žena, chlapec či dievča, ktorý pôjde preč a povie, že to nie je tak?
Jesus said when he did these things, they said this man's a fortune teller. He's a devil.
Ježiš povedal, že keď on robil tieto veci, oni povedali, tento človek je veštec, má démona.
A fortune teller, anybody knows that fortune telling's of the devil?
Veštec, každý vie, že veštenie je z diabla.
He said he's a fortune teller.
On povedal, on je veštec.
But did you ever see a fortune teller preaching the gospel?
Ale videli ste niekedy nejakého veštca, ktorý by kázal evanjelium?
Did you ever see the fortune teller casting out devils?
Videli ste niekedy nejakého veštca vyháňať démonov?
No, indeed, they don't do it.
Nie, skutočne. Oni to nerobia.
He said, no, the son of man will forgive you this.
On povedal, teraz ja, syn človeka, vám to odpustím.
But when the Holy Ghost has come, to speak against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come.
Ale keď príde Duch Svätý, hovoriť proti nemu nebudú odpustené nikdy, ani v tomto, ani v budúcom svete.
Because it's calling the work of God an unclean spirit.
Pretože to je potom nazývanie skutkov Božích nečistým duchom.
God be merciful to us tonight. I pray that God will come down and confirm this word before you.
Bože, buď nám milostivý dnes večer. Prosím, aby Boh prišiel dole a potvrdil toto slovo pred vami.
Brother, sister, this is my soul. I've got to meet God.
Brat, sestra, to je moja duša. Musím sa postaviť pred Bohom.
I'm responsible for what I say to you. God will hold me responsible for it. That is right.
Som zodpovedný za to, čo vám hovorím. Boh ma bude brať za to na zodpovednosť. Je to tak?
What good would it do me to stand here and say these things if I know that's condemning my soul to hell?
Čo by som mal z toho, že by som tu stál a hovoril vám tieto veci, keby som vedel, že za to by som utratil svoju dušu v pekle?
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
Je cesta, ktorá vyzerá správna pred človekom, ale jej koniec je cestami smrti.
God needs no interpreter, as I've said. He interprets his own word.
Boh nepotrebuje žiadneho tlmočníka, ako som ja povedal. On vykladá svoje vlastné slovo.
The seed of Abraham shall possess the gate of the enemy. Do you believe it?
Semeno Abrahámovo zaujme brány svojich nepriateľov. Veríte tomu?
If I could heal you, I would do it. Christ has already healed you.
Keby som vás mohol uzdraviť, urobil by som to. Kristus vás už uzdravil.
Only thing you have, the key in your hand.
Jediná vec, vy máte ten kľúč vo svojej ruke.
That key is your faith to take a hold of it. Unlock it tonight, won't you?
Ten kľúč je vaša viera, aby ste ho vzali a uchopili. Odomkli to dnes večer. Či chcete?
While he comes into our midst, that mighty conquer, that conquered every disease.
Zatiaľ, čo on príde do nášho stredu, ten mocný víťaz, ktorý zvíťazil nad každou nemocou.
He come here and show you that he's done it. For he still is the word.
A prišiel sem a ukázal vám, že on to už urobil, pretože on je stále to slovo.
And the word is a discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart.
A slovo je posudzovačom myšlienok, ktoré sú v srdci. Aká modlitevná karta? B1 až... Odkade sme začali minulý večer?
Let's start from 50. Who has prayer card B50? Raise up your hand. Prayer card B.
Začneme od 50. Kto má modlitevnú kartu B50? Zadvihnite ruku. Modlitevná karta B.
We started from 1 the other night, now we're going to start from 50. Now.
Začali sme od 1 minulý večer, dnes začneme od 50.
Who has B50? Hold up your hand.
Kto má B50? Zadvihnite ruku.
Prayer card B50? You mean it's not here?
Modlitevná karta B50? Myslíte, že nie je tu?
Do you have it? All right. B50, B51? Who has that? B51, all right?
Máte ju? V poriadku. B50? B51? Kto to má? B51? V poriadku.
B52. Who has B52?
B52. Kto má B52?
All right, you have it.
V poriadku, vy to máte?
B53. 54. Come right over here. 54, 55.
B53, 54. Poďte rovno sem. 54, 55.
A boy comes down here right before I come in and mess up a bunch of cards.
Môj chlapec ide tu dole, prv ako ja sem prídem a pomieša tu hromadu karát.
See how they are, one here and one there?
A hľadte, ako oni sú jedna tu a jedna tam.
They don't know you might come down this row here and get one, next and get 10, next and get 25.
Oni nevedia. Môžete prejsť tu dole túto radu a dostať jednotku, ďalšia dostane desiatku, ďalší dostane 25.
We don't know where it's at, but wherever they are.
My nevieme, kde sa oni nachádzajú, ale niekde sú.
Now, how many we call? 5, 4, B51.
Už, koľkých sme zavolali? 5, 4, B50, bolo to B50 však?
B50 to 55.
B50 až 55.
56, 57, 58, 59, 60.
56, 57, 58, 59, 60.
I'll see, 1, 2, count, Billy.
A teraz sa pohrite, 1, 2, porátaj ich, Billy.
60, 70, let them stand up first, if you will.
60, 70, nech si tu prv zastanú, ak môžu.
B, 50 to 70, 75.
B, 50 až 70, 75.
Count, Brother Roy, if you will, while I'm talking to the audience.
Porátaj ich, Brother Roy, ak sa ti dá, zatiaľ čo ja budem hovoriť k ľuďom.
How many out there now, as you look this way, and you haven't got a prayer card?
Koľký z vás teraz, ako sa sem takto dívate a nemáte modlitebnú kartu?
Remember, Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. Is that true?
Pamätajte, Ježiš povedal, skutky, ktoré som ja činil, aj vy budete činiť. Je to pravda?
That's true. Do you believe it? The seed of Abraham said so.
Je to pravda? Veríte tomu? Tak, povie semeno Abrahamove.
The Bible says that he is a high priest, Hebrews the 4th chapter.
Biblia hovorí, že on je najvyšší kňaz, Židom 4. kapitola.
He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Do you believe him?
On je najvyšší kňaz, ktorý dokáže súcitiť s našimi slabosťami. Veríte tomu?
If he's the same yesterday and forever, how would he do it?
Ak je on ten istý včera, dnes i na veky, ako to on urobí?
There was a little woman in the Bible, as you notice what I'm saying.
Bola jedna prostá žena v Biblii. Dávajte pozor, čo hovorím.
A little woman in the Bible. Maybe she didn't have a prayer card.
Prostá žena v Biblii. Možno, že ona nemala modlitebnú kartu.
But she said in her heart, if I can touch that man, I believe him.
Ale ona si povedala vo svojom srdci, ak sa budem môcť dotknúť toho muža, ja mu verím.
She spent all she had for the with the doctors. They couldn't help her.
Ona minula všetko, čo mala, na doktorov. Oni jej nemohli pomôcť.
Her case was too great. They could not help her. But she believed that God would help her.
Jej prípad bol príliš ťažký. Oni jej nemohli pomôcť, ale ona verila, že Boh jej môže pomôcť.
And she touched this border of his garment, and he said, I perceive that virtue is gone from me. Is that right?
A ona sa dotkla lemu jeho rúcha. A on povedal, cítim, že vyšla zo mňa moc. Je to pravda?
Do you believe he's the same tonight?
Veríte, že on je ten istý dnes večer?
Do you believe he's here?
Veríte, že on je tu?
How many believe he raised from the dead?
Koľký veria, že on stal z mŕtvych?
Now how can you prove he raised for the dead?
Už ako môžete dokázať, že on stal z mŕtvych?
Not long ago, a famous Baptist man come to me, and he said, Brother Branham, I was defeated one time by Muhammad who said that.
Nie tak dávno, ako prišiel ku mne jeden veľmi známy baptista a povedal mi, Brat Branham, bol som porazený jedného času skrze Mohamedána, ktorý povedal toto.
He said if he's raised, he promised that he would do the same thing. Let's see him do it.
On povedal, ak on stal z mŕtvych, on zasľúbil, že on bude robiť tie isté veci. Nech ho teda vidíme robiť to.
See, they believe that he didn't do it.
Vidíte, oni veria, že on to neurobil.
But we do believe that he does it.
Ale my veríme, že on to urobil.
We believe that he's raised from the dead.
Veríme, že on vstal z mŕtvych.
There's not another religion in the world that can prove that their founders are living, but Christianity.
Neexistuje žiadne iné náboženstvo na svete, ktoré by mohlo potvrdiť, že jeho zakladateľ je živý, okrem kresťanstva. A jediný spôsob, ako to Boh môže potvrdiť, je skrze tých, ktorí tomu veria.
Well, that's the only way that God does perform His words is those who believe it.
Pretože to je ten jediný spôsob, že Boh predvedie svoje slovo pri tých, ktorí tomu veria.
Now, while they're lining up this little prayer line here, I don't know how many we'll get.
A tak, zatiaľ, čo sa oni tu stavajú do modlitebnej rady, ja neviem, koľko ich budeme schopní zjať.
I want each one of you, hold your position, hold your seat, don't move around.
Ja chcem každého jedného z vás. Zachovajte svoje pozície, zachovajte svoje miesto, nechoďte hore dole.
Look this way and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe.
Dívajte sa sem a modlite sa. Povedzte, Pane Ježišu, ja verím.
You remember, he told me if you get the people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray.
Pamätáte si? On mi povedal, ak privedieš ľudí do toho, aby ti verili, a potom buď úprimný, keď sa modlíš.
That's been across this nation back and forth for 15 years, not one time did it fail. It can't fail.
To prešlo cez celý tento národ, hore dole, za 15 rokov. Ani raz to nesklamalo. To nemôže sklamať.
God, one thing God can't do, that's fail.
Boh, jednu vec Boh nedokáže urobiť, a to sklamať.
He's got to keep his word.
On musí dodržať svoje slovo.
I believe that. I believe that just as well as I, more than I believe I'm standing here.
Ja tomu verím. Verím tomu, že práve tak ako ja, verím tomu viac, než ako že tu stojím.
More than I believe I'm in this building, this could be a mirage. It could be a dream.
Verím tomu viac, než ako že som v tejto budove. Toto môže byť fatamorgána. Môže to byť sen.
In my soul, I know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives.
V mojej duši viem, že Ježiš Kristus, ten Syn Boží, žije.
You being the seed of Abraham, you being dead in Christ, you're Abraham's seed.
A vy, keď ste semeno Abrahamove, vy ste mŕtvi v Kristovi, ste semeno Abrahamove.
Now they got some handkerchiefs here. Great success is done by this people who believe.
Už, oni tu majú nejaké vreckovky. Deje sa skrze to veľký úspech pri ľuďoch, ktorí veria.
Now let us bow our heads while they're getting ready to pray for these.
A teraz skloňme svoje hlavy, zatiaľ, čo sa oni pripravujú a modlíme sa za ne.
Heavenly Father, we're taught in the Bible. And there's people here who believe every word that you said is the truth.
Nebeský Otče, sme naučení v Biblii. A tu sú ľudia, ktorí veria každému slovu, ktoré si povedal, že je pravda.
Lord, sometimes they stagger and punch the keyhole with a key, missing it and scraping, but they believe it's there.
Pane, oni sem tam sa zapotácali a špárali pri kľúčovej dierke s kľúčom, nemôžu strafiť do nej. A doodierali sa, ale oni veria, že to tam je.
Just let them keep punching, they'll find it. For it's there.
Nechaj ich len špárať. Oni nájdú tú kľúčovú dierku, pretože ona tam je.
And that key is a right key. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
A tento kľúč je ten pravý. Ak budeš veriť, všetko je možné.
As the song is being sang now, or played.
Tak ako teraz spievajú tú pieseň, či hrajú.
In the Bible it says that Paul taken from his body handkerchiefs and aprons.
V Biblii je povedané toto. Z tela Pavlovho odnášali ručníčky a zástery.
And sent him to the sick and afflicted unclean spirits left the people. They were healed.
A posielali ich nemocným a postihnutým a nečistí duchovia odchádzali od nich a oni boli uzdravení.
Now, Lord, we know Saint Paul is with you.
A teraz, Pane, my vieme, že svätý Pavel je s tebou.
But it wasn't him. It was you, Lord. Christ in him.
Ale to nebol on. To si bol ty, Pane. Kristus v ňom.
Not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, he said.
Nie ja, ale Kristus, ktorý žije vo mne, on povedal.
And now to this generation, you're still Christ today as you was yesterday.
A teraz pre túto generáciu, ty si stále Kristus dnes, taký, aký si bol včera.
And as I pray over these anxious touch them, I pray that you'll defeat every enemy.
A keď sa modlím nad týmito vreckovkami, dotýkajúca ich, prosím, aby si ty porazil každého nepriateľa.
Give them faith to let them know that the enemy is defeated.
Daj im vieru, nech vedia, že ten nepriateľ je porazený.
One time, the Red Sea, as we just spoke of, had Israel cut off from the promise. They was in the line of duty.
A raz, Červené more, ako sme o tom práve hovorili, odrezalo Izraela od zasľúbenia. A oni konali svoju povinnosť.
One writer said that God looked down with angry eyes through that pillar of fire.
A jeden spisovateľ povedal toto. Boh sa pohrel dole s hnevom v očiach cez ten ohnivý stĺp.
And the sea got scared and opened up its gates and they went across.
A more sa nalakalo, a otvorilo svoje brány, a oni prešli cez ne.
Look down tonight to the blood of Jesus Christ.
Pohliadni dole dnes večer skrze krv Ježiša Krista.
May when these handkerchiefs is laid up on the sick, may the enemy see our faith tonight as we pray this prayer of faith for them.
A nech, keď tieto vreckovky budú položené na chorých, nech ten nepriateľ uvidí našu vieru dnes večer, ako sa za nich modlíme modlitbou viery.
May each one be delivered in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
A nech je oslobodený každý jeden z nich v mene Ježiša Krista. Amen.
I want your undivided attention.
A teraz chcem, aby ste mi venovali malú pozornosť. Ktokoľvek je pri mikrofóne, môžete to zosilniť?
Because if the Holy Spirit should do this, I don't say that he will.
Pretože ak Duch Svätý to bude robiť, nehovorím, že on to bude.
Anyone comes here and tells you that they have power to heal the sick, don't you believe it?
Ak by ktokoľvek tu prišiel a povedal vám, že on má moc, aby uzdravoval nemocných, neverte mu.
The power is all in Christ.
Tá moc je všetká v Kristovi.
He is the conqueror, not you and I.
On je ten víťaz, nie vy a ja.
We just accept what he's done.
My len prijímame to, čo on učinil.
No man has power to save or to heal.
Žiadny človek nemá tú moc, aby vás spasil alebo uzdravil.
Every man in the world, the price has already been paid.
Pre každého človeka na tomto svete tá cena už zostala zaplatená.
The requirement has been paid. How was it?
To, čo bolo požadované, zostalo zaplatené. Ako sa to stalo?
He was wounded for our transgressions, with his stripes we were healed.
On bol zranený za naše prestúpenia, jeho synavicou sme uzdravení.
Your healing's paid for. Your salvation's paid for.
Za vaše uzdravenie je zaplatené, za vaše spasenie je zaplatené.
Have you got the faith to come accepted?
Máte vieru, aby ste prišli, prijali to? To je všetko.
Your Abraham seed, you have. God promised it.
Vaše semeno Abrahamove, máte ho. Boh to zasľúbil.
There's something in you that says it's there, and it is.
Je niečo vo vás, čo vám hovorí, že to tam je, a je to tam.
Now, what is the gift?
A tak, čo je to dar?
Is a gift to go out and heal people? No.
Je to dar ísť a uzdravovať ľudí? Nie.
A gift is to get yourself out of the way so God can use you.
Dar to je odsunúť seba samého z cesty. A tak vás Boh môže použiť.
Now he promised that the last sign according to Jesus Christ.
Nuž, on to zasľúbil, posledný znak podľa Ježiša Krista.
As it was in the days of Sodom, just before it burned.
Ako bolo vo dňoch Sodomy, tesne pred tým, ako bola spálená.
Not before other things taking place, the gospel was preached for Lot and so forth. Not that.
Nie pred tými inými veciami, ktoré sa tam odohrávali. Evanjelium tam bolo kázané skrze Lota a tak ďalej. Nie to.
But just before it was burned, God came down in the form of a man.
Ale tesne pred tým, ako bola spálená, Boh zostúpil dole vo forme človeka.
And sat with the elected church, Abraham and his group, who had the promise.
A bol s tou vyvolenou cirkvou, Abrahamom a jeho skupinou, ktorý mal to zasľúbenie.
I remember just Abraham's seed receives this.
A teraz si zapamätajte, len Abrahamove semeno obdržalo toto.
A little while the world seeth me no more, Jesus said.
Ešte krátku chvíľu a svet ma viacej neuvidí, povedal Ježiš.
You shall see me, for I'll be with you in you to the end of the world.
Ale vy ma uvidíte, pretože ja budem s vami, vo vás, až do konca sveta.
But he promised just before that he returned again, as it was in Sodom.
Ale on zasľúbil, že tesne pred tým, ako sa znovu vráti, ako bolo v Sodome.
Look what Sodom's getting. Look what the elect church is getting.
Hľadte, čo sa deje v Sodome. Hľadte, čo sa deje v tej vyvolenej cirkvi.
Said, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man.
On povedal, tak bude pri príchode Syna človeka.
God manifested in a form of a man that with his back turned to the tent told what Sarah did on the inside of the tent.
Boh zamanifestovaný vo forme človeka, ktorý bol chrbtom otočený ku stanu a povedal, čo tam Sára vo vnútri stanu učinila.
Everybody know that's truth? Raise your hand. It's exactly.
Každý vie, že je to pravda. Zodvihnite ruky. Je to presne tak.
Now he promised it. We're at the end time.
Nuž, on to zasľúbil. Sme na konci času.
Now remember, that was the last thing that happened, and the Gentile world was burned up, Sodom.
A tak pamätajte, to bola posledná vec, ktorá sa stala. A ten pohanský svet zhorel, Sodoma.
And the promised son came on the scene.
A ten zasľúbený syn prišiel na scénu.
We are looking for our promised son, the son of God.
My očakávame zasľúbeného syna, syna Božieho.
Here we are. May God open your eyes.
Sme tu. Nech Boh otvorí vaše oči.
I know nothing else to say. May he open your eyes.
Neviem, čo iné by som mal ešte povedať. Nech on otvorí vaše oči.
Now, Heavenly Father, I'm as helpless. I'm a bunch of clay that you molded together. Set out here.
A teraz, nebeský oče, ja som bezmocný. Som hruda hliny, ktorú si ty sformoval dokopy a postavil tu.
Oh God, may I tonight have your grace and presence.
O Bože, nech smiem dnes večer mať Tvoju milosť a prítomnosť.
That it might be you might use these little lumps of clay that you've got in here.
Aby sa mohlo stať, že by si Ty mohol použiť túto malú hrudku hliny, ktorú tu máš.
That those, Lord, who you've called to eternal life and maybe haven't accepted it as yet, may they see these promises.
Aby títo, Pane, ktorých si povolal do večného života a oni to zatiaľ ešte neprijali, nech môžu vidieť tie zasľúbenia.
They might have been taught that was for another day, but here it is in the Bible.
Oni možno boli vyučovaní, že to platilo na iný deň, ale je to tu v Biblii.
Confirm it, Lord. That's your own interpretation. It needs some more than that.
Potvrď to, Pane. To je tvoj vlastný výklad. To nič viac okrem toho nepotrebuje.
If you just make it so, then they'll see that the word is true.
Ak to ty učiníš len tak, potom oni budú vidieť, že slovo je pravda.
Granted, Father. We commit ourselves to you.
Učin to, Otče, porúčame sa Tebe.
Let every person in here, Lord, use their faith tonight.
Nech každý, kto je tu, Pane, použije svoju vieru dnes večer.
May every member of the tribe of Abraham through Jesus Christ have faith tonight and accept your presence.
Nech každý člen rodu Abrahamovho skrze Ježiša Krista má vieru dnes večer a príjmeme Tvoju prítomnosť.
We'll give you the praise.
A Tebe oddávame chválu. Amen.
Now, this is a strange.
A teraz je toto. A teraz toto je zvláštne.
I want you to help me. Pray for me. Sit real quiet. Don't move around. Sit still. Pray.
Chcem, aby ste mi teraz pomohli. Modlite sa so mnou. Sedte opravdu potichu. Netočte sa dookola. Sedte potichu. Modlite sa.
Now it's changing from evangelism over to relax yourself in such a way that the Spirit of God can take you completely into another dimension.
A teraz, toto sa mení z evangelizácií do uvoľnenia sa až tak, aby Duch Boží vás celé mohol vziať do inej dimenzii.
Now here stands this young, come over here.
A teraz tu stojí táto mladá, poď sem trošku bližšie, pani. Tak je to dobre.
So I won't get away from this mic. See, I don't know what happens, you see, and then sometimes you don't.
Nechcem odísť od mikrofónu. Vidíš, ja neviem, čo sa deje. Vidíte? A potom niekedy, viete?
Now, the only way I know it is just on the mic, you see, and they're trying to catch it out there. I just don't know what.
Nuž, jediný spôsob, ako to viem, je to na mikrofóne. Vidíte? A oni sa tam snažia zachytávať to. A ja proste neviem, čo.
Now, we're strangers to one another. I don't know you. Never seen you in my life.
Nuž, my sme si jeden druhému cudzí. Ja ťa nepoznám. Nikdy v živote som ťa nevidel.
But you're a lot younger than I. We're probably born miles apart, years apart. This is our first time meeting. Is that right?
Ale ty si o mnoho mladší ako ja. A narodili sme sa pravdepodobne míle ďaleko od seba. A mnoho rokov od seba. Toto je naše prvé stretnutie. Je to pravda?
If it is, raise up your hand so the audience will see.
Ak je to tak, zodvihni ruku, aby to aj v publiku mohli vidieť.
And she's just a woman standing here.
Nuž, je to proste nejaká žena, ktorá tu stojí.
Look, take it back to the scripture. Let's take St. John 4. Each one of you read it when you go home.
Pozrite sa, navráťme sa do písma. Vezmime Evangelium Jána, 4. kapitolu. Všetci si to prečítajte, keď prídete domov.
Not this woman is that type of a woman. I don't know.
Nie, že by táto žena bola takým typom ženy. Ja neviem.
And you know that I'm not Jesus Christ.
A vy viete, že ja nie som Ježiš Kristus.
But he's here. It's him.
Ale on je tu. To je on.
Now his spirit anointing us can reveal her trouble as he did to the woman at the well. Same thing.
A teraz jeho duch, ktorý nás pomazáva, môže zjaviť, čo ju trápi. Tak ako to on urobil pri tej žene pri studni. To je tá istá vec.
And by that, where the priests and the leaders of that day said, this man's a fortune teller, a devil, Beelzebub.
A skrze to, keď tí kňazi a vodcovia v tom čase povedali, tento človek je veštec, alebo diabol, Belzebub.
This woman said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
Táto žena povedala, pane, poznávam, že ty si prorok.
We know that the Messiah is coming and that will be his sign.
My vieme, že Mesiáš prichádza a toto bude jeho znak.
How many know that's true?
Už koľko viete, že je to pravda?
Amen. Well, if he's the same yesterday and forever, would that be his sign tonight?
Dobre, ak je on ten istý včera, dnes i na veky, či to nebude jeho znak i dnes večer?
Did he promise it would be just before the end of time?
Zasľúbil to on, že to tak bude, tesne pred koncom času?
Now, see, if he keeps his promise to Abraham, see.
Nuž, hľadte, či on dodržuje svoje zasľúbenie, ktoré dal Abrahamovmu semenu.
Now, if anybody in here thinks that's wrong, you come up here and do the same thing.
Nuž, ak si niekto myslí, že je to falošné, poďte sem hore a robte to isté.
If it isn't, then don't say nothing about it. You have the privilege.
Ak to tak nie je, potom nehovorte nič o tom. Máte tu možnosť.
Now, in Christ's name, I take every spirit under my control to the glory and honor of God.
A teraz v Kristovom mene beriem každého ducha pod svoju kontrolu na chválu a slávu Božiu.
I wish I had to talk to you, young lady.
Budem musieť s tebou chvíľku hovoriť, mladá pani.
You know, our Lord talked to that woman at the well.
Vieš, náš pán hovoril ku tej žene pri studni.
He said, bring me a drink. What was he doing?
On povedal, daj sa mi napiť. Čo on robil?
Now watch. He said in St. John 5.
Nuž, dávaj pozor. On povedal v Evanjeliu Jána v 5. kapitole.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son, that was him, body, can do nothing within myself. Only as he seen the Father do.
Amen, amen vám hovorím. Syn, to bol on, telo, nemôže nič činiť sám od seba, len ako videl, že činí Otec.
What the Father doeth, he showeth the Son.
Čo činil Otec, on ukázal Synovi.
See, I can do nothing within myself. But as I see the Father do it,
vidíte, ja nemôžem nič činiť sám od seba, ale ako to vidím činiť Otca.
Then Jesus never performed one miracle until first God showed him by vision.
Potom Ježiš nikdy neučinil žiadny zázrak, až kým mu to prv Otec neukázal vo videní.
Not told him in his ear, but showed him.
Nie, že by mu to bol povedal do ucha, ale ukázal mu to.
What I see, not hear, see the Father do it.
Čo vidím, nie čo počujem, čo vidím činiť Otca.
That's what made a prophet like unto Moses, Moses said.
To je to, čo ho urobilo prorokom. Tak ako Mojžiša, ako Mojžiš povedal.
Now, when he told the Father, he was on it, he's going to Jericho, but he had need to go by Samaria.
Už keď on videl, že Otec, on išiel do Jericha, ale on musel ísť cez Samáriu.
And he came up to the city of Sychar.
A prišiel do mesta Sychar.
Now, see, the Samaritans were looking for a Messiah.
A teraz hľadte, Samaritáni očakávali na Mesiáša.
The Jews were looking for it, and he showed them his sign.
Tí Židia očakávali na to, a on im ukázal svoj znak.
Philip, Nathaniel, Peter, as soon as that sign was done, they said, you're the Son of God.
Filip, Nathaniel, Peter, ako náhle ten znak bol učinený, oni povedali, ty si ten Syn Boží.
Rabbi said, this man's Beelzebub.
Tí rabíni povedali, tento človek je Belzebub.
But now remember, the Gentiles, we were, the Anglo-Saxon, we wasn't looking for no Messiah.
Ale zapamätajte si teraz, pohania, my sme boli Anglosaci, my sme neočakávali žiadneho Mesiáša.
We were heathens, Romans, and so forth. We wasn't looking for no Messiah.
My sme boli pohania, Rímania a tak ďalej. My sme neočakávali žiadneho Mesiáša.
He only comes to those who are looking for him.
On prichádza jedine ku tým, ktorí ho očakávajú.
But the Samaritans was looking for him, so he had to go by him, up by Samaria.
Ale Samaritáni ho očakávali, a tak on musel ísť cez nich, cez Samáriu.
Sit down at the well.
Sadol si pri studni.
A young lady, probably about your age, come out.
Nejaká mladá pani, pravdepodobne v tvojom veku, vyšla tam von.
She's a woman of ill fame. You've read the story again.
Ona bola žena zlej povesti. Čítali ste ten príbeh, dúfam.
And he said, woman, bring me a drink.
A on povedal, žena, daj sa mi napiť.
She said,
Ona
povedala, o, to nebýva zvykom pre teba, Žida, žiadať o niečo Samaritána.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink.
On povedal, ale keby si vedela, s kým hovoríš, ty by si si žiadala mňa, aby som ti dal napiť.
The conversation went on. Finally, he found where her trouble was.
Rozhovor pokračoval. Nakoniec on zistil, kde bol jej problém.
You remember what it was? She had too many husbands.
Pamätáte sa, čo to bolo? Ona mala príliš mnoho mužov.
He said, go get your husband, come here. She said, I have none.
A povedal, choď, veď mi svojho muža a prídi sem. Ona povedala, nemám žiadneho.
He said, you said, well, said because you've had five and the one you're living with now is not yours.
Dobre si povedala, povedal. Pretože si mala piatých a ten, s ktorým teraz žiješ, nie je tvoj muž.
She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet.
Ona povedala, pane, vidím, že ty si prorok.
We know Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things.
My vieme, že Mesiáš príde. On nám povie tieto veci.
He said, I'm he.
A on povedal, to som ja.
She left her water pot, ran into the city, and said, come see a man who told me what I did. Isn't this the Messiah?
Ona tam nechala svoje vedro. Bežala do mesta a hovorila, poďte, vidíte muža, ktorý mi povedal, čo som urobila. Či to nie je Mesiáš?
They hadn't had a prophet for hundreds of years.
Oni nemali proroka už 400 rokov.
And here was the man that claimed to be the Messiah and proved to be a prophet and showed the sign of the Messiah.
A tu bol muž, ktorý tvrdil, že je Mesiáš a dokázal, že je prorok a ukázal znak Mesiáša.
Would it make you believe the same thing if he did the same thing?
Spôsobilo by to pri vás, že by ste verili v to isté, keby on urobil tú istú vec?
Being he is the same yesterday and forever and has promised for these scriptures he'd do it.
Súd ten istý včera, dnes i na veky a on zasľúbil skrze tieto písma, že on to bude robiť.
Would it make the audience believe?
Spôsobilo by to pri tomto publiku, že tomu bude veriť?
You suffer with a kidney trouble. Is that right? Raise up your hand.
Ty trpíš na chorobu obličiek. Ak je to tak, zodvihni ruku.
Why does that always bounce in my face?
Prečo vždy toto narazí na moju tvár?
Somebody says he guessed that. Ever guessed that?
Niekto povedal, on to uhádol. Vôbec som to neuhádol.
Here, she's a nice woman.
Tu, ona je pekná žena.
You believe me? You know I never guess that.
Nuž ty vieš, že ja som to vôbec neuhádol.
Let me say something else.
Dovoľ mi povedať ti ešte niečo.
Your husband's with you. He's suffering too, isn't he?
Tvoj muž je tu s tebou. On je takisto nemocný, či nie?
Spinal condition. That's right, isn't it?
Je to tak, či nie?
You got a little boy with you. He's suffering too. You want him prayed for.
Máš tu za sebou malého chlapca. On je tiež nemocný. Chceš, aby sa za neho modlilo?
He's got something wrong with his eyes. That's right.
Má niečo s očami. Je to tak?
You got a little girl with you. She's got kidney trouble, like you. Is that right?
Máš tu za sebou malé dievča. Ono takisto má potiaže s obličkami ako ty. Je to tak?
Now you can all be well if you believe. Do you believe it?
Nuž, môžete byť všetci zdraví, ak budete veriť. Veríš tomu?
Stop this.
Boh nech vás žehná. Choď svojou cestou a buď zdravá.
You believe? He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
On je ten istý včera, dnes i na veky.
What is it? What's he trying to do?
Čo to je? Čo sa on snaží robiť?
To you seed of Abraham. He's showing you that he is not dead. I can't do those things.
Pre teba, semeno Abrahamovo, on ti ukazuje, že nie je mŕtvy. Ja nedokážem robiť tieto veci.
He's not dead, but he's a living, showing you that you have a right to possess the gates of your enemy.
On je nie mŕtvy, ale on žije. Ukazuje vám, že máte právo, aby ste zaujali brány svojho nepriateľa.
That should settle it.
Tým to má byť vybavené.
This lady, come this way just a moment.
Táto pani, poď sem na chvíľu.
We're around somewhere the same age, I suppose.
My sme tak približne v jednom veku, predpokladám.
But we are... We're strangers to each other, so far as I know.
Ale sme si cudzí jeden druhému, pokiaľ viem.
I don't know you. And we're strangers. I know nothing of you. That's right, raise up your hand.
Ja ťa nepoznám. Sme si cudzí. Nič o tebe neviem. Ak je to tak, zodvihni svoju ruku. Dobre.
Just some of them give you a prayer card and here you are.
Niekto z nich ti dal proste modlitebnú kartu a ty si tu.
All right, now if the Lord Jesus...
V poriadku. Nuž, ak pán Ježiš...
If I maybe say I was trying to take brother Oral Roberts' place or some of those great men of faith.
Ak by som snáď povedal, že by som sa snažil zaujať miesto brata Orala Robertsa alebo niektorého tých veľkých mužov viery.
I say, lady, what's wrong with you?
Povedal by som, pani, čo ťa trápi?
Say, well, I have so and so, and I might not be right. See, I don't know.
Ty by si povedala, nuž, je mi toto a toto. A teraz on by sa mohol mýliť. Vidíte? Neviem, vidíte?
But you might tell him what's wrong.
Ale ty mu môžeš povedať, čo ťa trápi.
He'd lay hands upon you and say, God sent me to pray for the sick.
On by na teba položil ruky a povedal, Boh ma poslal, aby som sa modlil za chorých.
You believe that? Yes. Glory to God. Go believe it.
Veríš tomu? Áno. Sláva Bohu. Choď a ver.
It's all right. It's all right. God promised that.
To je v poriadku. To je v poriadku. Boh to zasľúbil.
But you see, we're living up a little farther up today.
Ale vidíte, my žijeme trošku ďalej, ako vtedy.
Jesus promised as it was in the days of Sodom. Works that I do shall you also.
Ježiš zasľúbil, ako bolo za dní Sodomy. Skutky, ktoré ja činím, vy tiež budete činiť.
Now, if God can tell me what you have been, you know whether that's true or not.
Ak mi Boh môže povedať, čo si ty bola, ty vieš, či je to pravda, alebo nie.
He can tell you what you will be. And if that's true, this will be true too.
On ti môže povedať, čo budeš. Ak je to pravda, potom toto bude tiež pravda.
He tells you whatever, I don't know. But if he'll tell me what your trouble is.
Ak to on povie, či ja neviem, ale ak mi on povie, čo ti je,
you believe it too, audience?
Budete tomu tiež veriť, publikum?
I really should stop. That one time that person here a while ago, that should confirm it.
V skutočnosti by som mohol prestať. Ten jedenkrát, tá osoba, ktorá tu bola pred chvíľou, to by malo to potvrdiť.
Jesus did it one time, he never did it one more time.
On to neurobil nikdy znovu.
Everybody in Sychar believed it. Believe the woman's testimony. When she come told him that she was an ill-famed woman.
Uverili svedectvu tej ženy, keď ona prišla, povedala im, a to bola žena nedobrej povesti.
A Christian just left the platform before all of you. Amen.
Nejaká kresťanka práve opustila pódium pred vami všetkými. Amen.
But being that it's later than we think, may the Lord continue to prove himself the great mighty conqueror that the seed of Abraham.
Ale pretože je neskorší, ako si myslíme, nech pokračuje Pán a potvrdí seba samého, ten veľký, mocný víťaz, aby semeno Abrahámovo.
But like Abraham, he did it for Abraham once and then destroyed that and did it again.
Ale ako Abraham, on to urobil pre Abraháma, jedenkrát, potom to zničil a urobil to znovu.
Abraham continually to believe God.
Aby Abraham neprestane veril Bohu.
You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that's a lady. It's your sister.
Si tu kvôli niekomu inému. A to je jedna pani. To je tvoja sestra.
And the lady is shadowed to death. And she's suffering with a diabetes.
A tá pani je zatienená smrťou. A ona trpí na cukrovku.
And she's not from here. She's from she's from Louisiana. Swampy
country. A ona je nie odtiaľto. Ona je z Louisiany, z močaristého kraju.
And here's another thing. That the audience might know this.
Tak je. A tu je ďalšia vec, že toto zhromaždenie to môže vidieť.
You have a daughter that's real sick that's planning on attending this meeting and she has epilepsy.
Ty máš dcéru, ktorá je vážne chorá. Ona plánuje navštíviť toto zhromaždenie a ona má epilepsiu.
That's true, isn't it? You believe that?
Je to tak, je to pravda. Či nie? Veríš teraz?
If you're Abraham's seed, accept it and walk out and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ak si semenom Abrahámovým, príjmi to a choď. A buď uzdravená v mene Ježíša Krista.
Do you believe? Certainly.
Samozrejme.
Remember, it's his promise. He said he would do it. He keeps his promise.
Pamätajte, to je jeho zasľúbenie. On povedal, že to bude robiť. On dodržuje svoje zasľúbenie.
How do you do? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you, but God does know you.
Tomáš, sme si jeden druhému cudzí. Nepoznám ťa, ale Boh ťa pozná.
Do you believe if God can reveal to me your trouble, then you know it has to come from some spiritual power.
Veríš, že ak mi Boh môže zjaviť, čo ťa trápi, potom budeš vedieť, že to musí pochádzať z nejakej duchovnej moci.
Now, there's only two things it can come from that you could imagine.
Sú len dve veci, odkiaľ to môže pochádzať, aby si si to mohla predstaviť.
When it's done, it's beyond explaining because it's a phenomenon.
Keď sa to stane, nedá sa to vysvetliť, pretože je to nadprirodzený jav.
And also, it's a paradox.
A takisto, je to paradox.
Something, well, it's unreasonable, yet true. It'd be a paradox.
Niečo, nuž, je to nevysvetliteľné. Jednako je to pravda. Bol by to paradox.
And now, you know it, whether it's true or not, you'll know whether he's told you the truth.
A ty to teraz vieš, či je to pravda alebo nie. Ty to budeš vedieť, či ti on povedal pravdu.
I remember, I don't know you. It has to be someone besides me.
Nuž pamätaj, ja to nepoznám. To musí byť niekto pomimo mňa.
If you do like the Pharisees and said, oh, it's an evil spirit, and you have that reward.
Ak sa zachováš ako tí farizejovia a povieš, o, to je nečistý duch, potom máš svoju odplatu.
You believe it's Christ, you have his reward.
Ak veríš, že je to Kristus, máš jeho odplatu.
The reason you can believe it because he promised it for this day.
A ty tomu môžeš veriť iba preto, že to on zasľúbil na tento deň.
And it hasn't been from that time to this. That makes it the end time.
A nebolo toho od vtedy až do teraz. To svedčí, že toto je čas konca.
Somebody keeps appearing before you all the time.
Je niekto, kto je stále pred tvojimi očami po celý ten čas.
It's a man, Brad. It's your husband.
Yeah.
Sitting right there.
Je to muž, šedivý. Je to tvoj manžel. Sedí rovno tam.
He's trying to accept his healing being shattered by cancer. Tumors. Cancer.
Snaží sa prijať svoje uzdravenie. Je zatienený rakovinou. Nádorami. Rakovinou.
You have kidney trouble. Bladder trouble.
Ty máš problémy s obličkami. Problémy s mechúrom.
You are Mr. and Mrs. Little. Is that right?
Vy ste pán a pani Littleovi. Je to pravda?
Believe with all your heart.
Verte z celého svojho srdca a budete zdraví.
You say his, their name was, certainly.
Ty si povedal ich meno? Prečo? Samozrejme.
Didn't Jesus tell Peter? Your name is Simon? The son of Jonas?
Či nepovedal Ježiš Petrovi? Tvoje meno je Šimon, syn Jonášov?
Here's a man. We're strangers to each other, sir. I don't know you.
Sme si cudzí jeden druhému, pane. Nepoznám ťa.
But you're a man, like the Peter coming to the Lord Jesus. We come together.
Ale ty si muž ako Peter, prichádzajúci ku pánovi Ježišovi. Tak sme sa stretli.
You believe me to be his servant?
Veríš, že som jeho služobník?
You believe what I've told is the truth?
Veríš, že čo som povedal je pravda?
If you can believe it.
A k tomu môžeš veriť.
If there's anything I could do for you, I'd do it. But there's nothing I can do. He's already done it. It's just something to get you to believe it.
Ja? Ak by bolo niečo, čo by som mohol pre teba urobiť, urobil by som to. Ale ja nič nemôžem urobiť. On to už urobil. Je len niečo, čo ťa dovedie do toho, aby si veril.
And see, it wouldn't be me. If it was me, I'd do all I could for you.
A pohri sa, to nebudem ja. Keby som to bol ja, urobil by som všetko, čo by som pre teba mohol.
But he gave me a gift and I just relaxed myself before him and he does the talking.
Ale on mi dal dar a ja sa len uvoľním pred ním a on bude hovoriť.
You believe that?
Veríš tomu?
You believe that, audience?
Veríte tomu, publikum?
I want to find a man.
Chcel som nájsť nejakého človeka.
You have several things wrong with you. Well, one of the things is you got a growth on your right eye. That's your main trouble.
Máš viacej veci, s ktorými máš potiaže. Ale jednou z tých vecí je, že máš nádor na svojom pravom oku. To je tvoj hlavný problém.
There's another thing, a woman keeps appearing. Here it's your wife.
Tu je ďalšia vec. Nejaká žena sa tu stále objavuje. Je to tvoja žena.
You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your wife here?
Veríš, že Boh mi môže povedať, čo je tu s tvojou ženou?
Her trouble's in her mouth. It's her teeth. That's right.
Je nemoc je v jej ústach. Sú to jej zuby. Je to tak.
Do you believe that the same Jesus who knew who Simon Peter was can tell me who you are?
Či veríš, že ten istý Ježiš, ktorý vedel, kto bol Šimon Peter, mi môže povedať, kto si ty?
Would it make you believe greatly?
Spôsobí to u teba, že budeš tomu veriť?
It would. Oscar Barnes. Is that right?
Spôsobí? Oscar Barnes. Je to pravda?
on your own home.
Amen.
Domov, buď uzdravený.
Stranger to you. I do not know you, but God does know you.
Pre teba cudzí, nepoznám ťa, ale Boh ťa pozná.
Do you believe he's able to tell me what's your trouble?
Veríš, že on je schopný povedať mi, aká je tvoja nemoc?
Would you believe it with all your heart?
Budeš tomu veriť z celého svojho srdca?
Your trouble is around your throat and in your chest here. It's a bone decay.
Tvoja nemoc sa nachádza okolo tvojho hrdla a tu, v tvojich prsiach. Je to rozklad kostí.
You're getting lumps like and it knots inside the bone structure.
Začínaš mať opuchliny ako a uzliny vo vnútri kostnej štruktúry. Je to tak?
You're not from here. You're in a city that's got orange groves all around it.
Ty si nie odtiaľto. Bývaš v meste, kde všade okolo rastú pomaranče.
It sits in a valley with a panoramic of mountains behind it.
Ono je rozložené v údolí s panorámou hôr za sebou.
There's a hotel called Antlers.
Je tam hotel, ktorý sa nazýva Antlers.
It's San Bernardino. That's where you're from.
Je to San Bernardino. Tade pochádzaš.
Go back. Jesus Christ makes you well if you believe it.
Vráť sa domov. Ježiš Kristus ťa uzdravuje. A k tomu budeš veriť.
There's only one thing can heal cancer. That's God. You believe he'll heal you?
Je len jedna vec, ktorá môže uzdraviť rakovinu. To je Boh. Veríš, že on ťa uzdraví?
Believe. Go and may the Lord God make you every whit whole.
Tomu. Choď. A nech Pán Boh ťa úplne uzdraví.
Reason you've been exceedingly nervous. Real upset.
Dôvod, že si bola mimoriadne znervoznená. Skutočne vzrušená.
By this nervousness, your stomach's got in a condition you can't digest your food. Bring it up in your mouth. It's acid all in your mouth.
Skrze tú nervozitu sa tvoj žalúdok dostal do určitého stavu. Nemôžeš stráviť potravu. Tlačí ti to tu dole v ústach. Je to kyselina v tvojich ústach.
Late in the afternoon, you get real weary and everything. You got a peptic ulcer in your stomach.
Neskoro popoludní začínaš byť veľmi unavená. Vo svojom žalúdku, na zažívacom ústrojomstve, máš vred.
Do you believe that that's Jesus Christ can tell you that?
Že toto je Ježiš Kristus, ktorý ti toto mohol povedať?
Go eat your supper. Believe with all your heart.
Choď a zjed svoju večeru. Ver z celého svojho srdca. Ježiš Kristus ťa uzdravuje.
How do you do? There's many things wrong, but one of the things that you're afraid of, you're going to be crippled up with an arthritis.
Ako sa máš? Mnoho vecí je nie v poriadku. Ale jedna je, ktorej sa obávaš, že sa staneš mrzákom so svojím zápalom kĺbov. Ale veríš, že Boh ťa uzdraví? Že ťa toho pozbaví?
Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll grant it to my sister. Give her her sight.
Pane Ježišu, modlím sa, aby si toto učinil mojej sestre. Daj jej zrak.
Take the lady's trouble from her and make the arthritis well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Odním od tejto panej tú nemoc a uzdrav ten zápal kĺbov. V Ježišovom mene. Amen. Choď teraz a ver. On to urobí a bude to v poriadku. Nepochybuj. Len kráčaj dopredu a ver z celého svojho srdca.
Heart trouble is a terrible thing, but Christ heals the heart. Do you believe that?
Poťahy so srdcom, to je hrozná vec, ale Kristus uzdravuje srdce. Veríš tomu?
Believe it. It'll all be done.
Choď, ver tomu a všetko bude uzdravené. Všetko, čo tam je.
You believe you're going to be crippled up? No, I don't think so either.
Veríš, že budeš ochromená? Nie, ja si to tiež nemyslím.
My thought of arthritis. That shadow there, oh, that's cancer.
Moja mienka, zápal kĺbov. To tam zatieňuje. Oh, to je rakovina.
You believe he'll heal it?
Yes, sir.
Don't believe it.
Veríš, že on to uzdraví? Choď, ver tomu, on ťa uzdraví.
Been bothering you quite a little while, blockage in the heart, but you believe it's going to be over tonight?
To ťa trápi s prestávkami, blokáda srdci. Ale veríš, že to pominie dnes večer?
Don't believe it. Thank you, well.
Choď, ver tomu, Ježiš Kristus ťa uzdravuje.
Been a little trouble from ladies' trouble for a long time.
Máš trochu problémy, ženské potiaže, už po dlhý čas.
And then you have a hard time getting up at morning. You're stiff in your limbs. You can't hardly walk up in the day of time. It's arthritis.
A potom ti je, máš ťažkosti. Keď ráno vstávaš, máš strpnuté svoje údy. Sotva môžeš chodiť. A to trvá až nejaký čas dňa. Je to zápal kĺbom.
So don't doubt. You won't have it anymore.
Choď, nepochybuj. Už to viacej nebudeš mať. Len tomu ver, z celého svojho srdca.
You have several things, complications, but the one thing is bothering you so bad, you also think of arthritis, which it is, crippling you up.
Máš niekoľko vecí, komplikácií, ale jedna vec, ktorá ťa tak veľmi trápi, takisto myslíš na zápal kĺbov, ktorý ťa zmrzačuje.
You believe that he'll make you walk and be well?
Veríš, že on učiní, aby si chodila a bola zdravá?
Don't believe it with all your heart. Jesus Christ will make you well.
Choď, ver tomu z celého svojho srdca. Ježiš Kristus ťa uzdraví.
Nervous, heart and arthritis, but you believe that God will make you well?
Srdcová nervozita a zápal kĺbov. Ale veríš, že Boh ťa uzdraví?
You do?
No, Lord Jesus. Choď, a nech Pán Ježiš ťa uzdraví.
That stomach has sure given you a lot of trouble in the last few years, hasn't it? It won't no more.
Ten žalúdok ti skutočne dal mnoho vytrpieť v tých niekoľkých posledných rokoch, či nie? Už to viacej neurobí. Choď ver tomu, že ťa Boh žehná.
You can also stomach heal. Don't believe it.
Ty môžeš ísť takisto. Tvoj žalúdok je uzdravený. Choď, ver z celého svojho srdca. Nepochybuj.
Have a hard time breathing that old asthma really gets you down, doesn't it?
Je ti ťažko pri dýchaní, tá stará astma ťa skutočne ubíja. Je to tak?
You believe it's going to be done now?
Veríš, že to teraz bude napravené?
Yes. Hallelujah. Do you believe it all your heart?
V poriadku. Choď a ver tomu. Amen. Hallelujah. Veríte z celého svojho srdca?
Just a moment.
Chvíľočku.
Don't you see that light there?
Vidíte tamto svetlo?
A little colored lady looking at me sitting right down here. She's got a growth in her left side.
Drobná barevná pani. Díva sa tu na mňa. Sedí rovno tu dole. Ona má na svojom ľavom boku výrastok.
Just kidney trouble. Complications.
Je nemocná na obličky. Má komplikácie.
You have more faith. You don't have to come up here. It's over. Just believe it. Amen.
Ty máš viacej viery. Ty sem nemusíš ísť. Je to preč od teba. Len tomu ver. Amen.
Have faith in God.
Maj vieru v Boha.
You believe that?
Veríte tomu?
You believe, sister, you grow that spinal trouble sitting there, you believe it, you'll make you well?
Veríš, sestra, že sa dostaneš do svojej nemoci chrbtice, ako tu sedíš? Veríš, že on ťa uzdraví?
Okay. Just don't doubt it. You can have it, if you'll just believe it.
V poriadku. Len nepochybuj o tom a môžeš to mať, a k tomu budeš len veriť.
The man sitting here looking at me suffers with a prostate trouble, getting up at nights and things.
Ten muž, ktorý tu sedí, díva sa na mňa, trpí na prostatu, vstáva po noci a tak ďalej.
You believe, sir? It'll be over then. You believe.
Bude tomu koniec. Potom, a k tomu budeš veriť.
There's just a colored man sitting over here looking at me. He's suffering with epilepsy.
Sedí tu barevný muž, tu nedaleko, díva sa na mňa. Trpí na epilepsiu.
He also is seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
A tiež usiluje o krst Duchom Svätým.
Stand up on your feet, sir. Accept your healing.
Postav sa na svoje nohy, pane. Príjmi svoje uzdravenie.
May God give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Nech ti Boh dá krst Duchom Svätým. Amen.
Sitting right across from you, there's a child sitting over there that also has epilepsy.
Sedia ti tam krížom od seba. Je to detko, ktoré tam sedí. Ono tiež má epilepsiu.
Kind of fainting away spells, sitting out there over on the other side.
Taký druh, že stráca reč. Ono sedí tam, tam na druhej strane.
You believe that God will make the child well there?
Veríte, že Boh uzdraví tamto detko?
You believe with all your heart?
Veríš z celého svojho srdca?
God will heal the child.
Potom Boh uzdraví to detko.
Do you believe every one of you?
Veríte každý jeden?
Isn't he truly Abraham's royal seed?
Či nie je on skutočne Abrahamovým kráľovským semenom?
Isn't he the mighty conqueror?
Či nie je on ten mocný víťaz?
Did he promise that you could possess the gates of the enemy?
Zasľúbil on, že môžete obdržať brány nepriateľa?
How many of you are bound, feel the pressure of the enemy?
Koľký z vás sú poviazaní, cítia nátlak nepriateľa?
Raise your hands, that you feel the pressure of the enemy.
Zodvihnite ruky, ktorí cítite nátlak nepriateľa.
And your Abraham's seed, raise up your hands like this.
Aby ste semeno Abrahamovo, zodvihnite takto svoje ruky.
Say, Brother Branham, I'm bothered with nervousness. Oh, there's about 80% of you with that.
povedzte, brat Branham, som sužovaný nervozitou. Och, to je z vás okolo 80%, ktorí trpia na to.
Say, it's just so thick now, the whole crowd's just becoming like a great big milky, it's almost making me blind out there, where you're at.
Povedzte ja, och, je to teraz tak mohutné, celý zástup sa stáva akoby veľká plocha mlieka, až ma to takmer zaslepuje, tam, kde ste.
Don't you see that there are 20 or 30 maybe cases or more right here on this platform and out in that audience that God does not fail?
Nevidíte, že tu možno 20 alebo 30 prípadov alebo viacej rovno tu na pódiu i priamo v publiku, kde Boh nesklamal?
It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
To je Ježiš Kristus ten istý včera, dnes i na veky.
Do you believe that?
Veríte tomu?
Then why not ever seed of Abraham? Why don't you take the key now?
Potom prečo nie každé semeno Abrahamovo? Prečo nevezmeš teraz ten kľúč?
The great conqueror that conquered it for you is here. He's proved to be here.
Ten veľký víťaz, ktorý to dobil pre teba, je tu. On potvrdil, že je tu.
Do you believe him?
Veríte mu?
Then take your key of faith, reach up with your hands and say, Jesus Christ, I believe for my healing right now.
Potom vezmite svoj kľúč viery, uchopte ho svojimi rukami a povedzte, Ježišu Kriste, verím svoje uzdravenie hneď teraz.
Stand up on your feet, raise your hands, unlock your faith now.
Postavte sa na svoje nohy, pozdvihnite svoje ruky, uvoľnite teraz svoju vieru.
I believe, Lord Jesus, I believe right now.
Verím, Pane Ježišu, verím hneď teraz.
Now lay your hands over on one another.
A teraz položte svoje ruky jeden na druhého.
Put your hands across to one another, another seed of Abraham.
Položte svoje ruky jeden na druhého, na ďalšie semeno Abrahamove.
Now you pray for that person. Lay your hands up on him.
A teraz sa modlite za tú osobu. Položte na ňu svoje ruky.
Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Ježiš povedal, uverivších budú sprevádzať tieto znamenia.
If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Keď na chorých budú klásť ruky, oni budú uzdravení.
Satan, you've lost the battle.
Satan, prehral si ten boj.
In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of here and let these people go for the glory of God.
Mene Ježiša Krista, odídi odtiaľto a nech títo ľudia idú ku chvále Božej.